Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den. The show that is better than having too much phlegm in your throat.
Amen.
If you wish to call in, the number is... improv. The number is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. If you wish to join our chat room, the Den Pen, and you definitely want to be there tonight, simply go to davinsden.com and click chat and listen live. If you are listening on one of our great radio affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser. Go to davincomedy.com. Scroll to the bottom, find the Davin's Den page. Click on that. Then you click on the chat and go link, and you are listening to whatever station you would like to listen to, and you are still in our chat room. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined by Joe Curry.
Good evening.
And Pip Helix.
Hi there.
Wow, she sounds more...
You must do that without hacking up, huh? Good
I
girl.
Know. You know what? I'm going to sound like I smoked 15 cigars right before walking
in. Oh, look at your old nasally and stuff, too. Yeah, you're trying to get that out. It takes time to get that out, man. About 2 weeks, just, yeah.
This bronchitis is kicking my butt.
It's a, yeah, it really is. Stinks.
Yeah, whatever it is this week. It's always something with you.
No, it just... Yeah, no, it's flowing from one thing
tell
to
you.
The next.
I got to tell you, if you were fruit, you are spoiled.
We should have Pip's Ailment of the Week.
That might be a fun game. Maybe we'll do
Pips,
that, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Fissure.
Boil.
Bronchitis. Herpes. There's so many choices.
Yes.
There's always something.
Feline AIDS.
Yeah, wait. I didn't get that personally.
Well, maybe. No. You haven't been to the vet lately.
That's true.
You haven't had your shots.
Exactly. Anyway, jam-packed show.
Yes.
On tonight's show, according to one retired general, Jesus is coming back armed and dangerous.
Mm. Oh, my God.
And we will discuss that with our own general... Bulldog McIvey. It's good to. It'll be good to have General McIvey back in studio.
Yes, have the general in. Yes, always good.
Yes, the general's.
He gets bored in his retirement. You know, he misses the glory days. He likes to come back and sit down and have a chat.
Yeah.
And give what? What for?
Always love talking to the general. Problem is something. He's not much of a listener. I really hope the general listens tonight in our conversation.
Well, sometimes the general can't hear what's being said.
That's because the general yells so much.
Well, he's still too close to the cannons.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Yes.
So maybe we'll give the general a slight sedative so he can engage in a conversation. He hasn't gotten here yet. Of course, if he heard me saying that, he'd probably shoot me.
Yes.
But
his jeep will pull up soon.
Exactly. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
Didn't the paper say something about on-site? Shoot on-site?
Yes. Well, you know, it's always good to talk to General John J. Bulldog McIvey of the not U.S. Army. So we look forward.
He has enough names.
Yeah, well, as long as he doesn't have to spell them, he'll be fine.
Yes.
And he's had to.
Well, he has friends.
It's tough to spell, yeah.
He always gets stuck on the John Jay part. It's always
yeah.
It's tough. Also, we're going to be playing a brand new game where one member of the Den Pen, so you want to get in our chat room if you're listening, is going to walk away with a one-year subscription of Surf Easy's total VPN coverage.
Right.
That's
on.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right,
so you're going to be nice, protected, and safe. Surf on the internet. Nobody can find out who you are. It's a really good package. We'll tell you a little bit more about that in a little bit while, but somebody's going to walk away with that, and it's got a $50 value. So all you got to do is hang out and win a fun game tonight, and you walk away with a prize. So it doesn't get better than that. Also, we'll revisit Juliana Avalos. Every time I think I'm done with this broad, she, of course, was the original name plaintiff on TheMatch.com.
Yeah.
At the time, $1.5 billion. Now, $4.5 billion.
What?
Lawsuit.
Yeah, really?
They jacked it up. When they put Melissa Midwest on there and took Juliana off, they jacked it up another $3 billion. The lawyer Spencer had to use whiteout, and that's a $3 billion brushstroke with the whiteout.
Absolutely.
So
I think he used a special tape.
Exactly. So we're gonna her appearance on 2020, which has been offline for a few years, suddenly reappeared.
Isn't that bizarre?
So I'm gonna play that tonight because we actually never played it on the air.
We're
gonna play that tonight. We'll discuss that. Also, found out some other information as it pertains to her. About what's going on. So we'll do that tonight. Lots of stuff. We've got a jam-packed show. Can't get to it all right now. Here's what I've noticed. I want to talk about this. My little girl is 7. She's 7 years old. Yeah.
She's 7 already?
Yes, sure.
Isn't that incredible?
Well, not really. They grow when you don't let them die.
Oh, is that how it works?
Sure.
Wow. Time goes by quick.
It certainly does.
Mine always mold.
Your children or your eggs?
Children.
Yeah.
The eggs are dry and crinkly, I'm sure.
Mm. Yeah, nobody's looking for them for Easter.
In your Easter bonnet. Ew.
Ew.
Gross. Anyway. So, at the age of 7, the child can already talk on the phone for 3 hours with her friends. Are you kidding me?
No,
I'm not kidding you. She's got it on speaker. She's all set up. They're talking about the little play that they're making together and the plans for that. Three at seven. And still now, I could not talk on the phone for that long.
Oh, I could just see your little daughter going over a plate. Well, did you get this done? When do you think it'll be done? All right. No, well, let's see.
Did you do the edits?
Did you do the edits that I asked for?
She works with much more competent people than I am.
Seven-year-old? You're probably right.
I'm sure her and her classmates are way more accomplishing in crap done than you two, Marone.
Right? Yeah. Maybe we can hire them.
It's not like I haven't thought about
it. Yeah, right.
I just got to keep implied in goldfish.
For cookies and chocolate milk.
Yeah, well, that's what I play Helix with, and she's happy.
Yeah, there you go.
Chocolate milk?
But, like, I did not discover really that type of talking on the phone for hours on end until my first girlfriend in high school.
And it was because you were talking to, what, a girl?
Well, that's what I was told.
Yes.
Every indication was she indeed was a girl. But yes, but I could talk to her for hours, but not as a 7-year-old, not as a 12-year-old. And now I really can't talk for hours. Like, I don't talk to the wife for hours because she lives here.
Yeah, right.
And even so, there's not that much to say.
I'm not a big fan of talking on the phone for hours and hours, which is a shock because we sit here for 3 hours gabbing away.
But once a week.
Yeah, right.
But as a little girl, did you talk on the phone?
Because that's like the girl thing. It's like they want to gab for hours.
What age?
Well, I'm not my girlfriend so much because all my little friends lived right.
Really? Old man you were doing? You were talking to at 8?
Yeah. No, what I meant,
give me candy and I'll give you the naughty spot. Is that the conversation you were having as an 8-year-old, you creep?
What kind of poll are we talking about, mister? I like to dance.
I like to dance.
Well, I'll just erect this poll.
Where's those singles? Oh, wait, it's a kid. Where's those nickels?
Yeah, yeah. Monopoly money.
Exactly. You don't know. She's just happy to be there.
Yeah.
Candy?
How many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop?
The world will never know.
Don't crunch. Don't bite.
One, two, three.
So, like, when will you become quite the yakker on the phone? What age?
What I was going to say is not my little girlfriends, but my cousin. Oh, my God, could my cousin talk forever. And I think that started early on, like 9, 10, something like that. And we'd be on the phone for hours.
All right, so still.
My ear would be warm.
So still, even before puberty.
Yes.
You were so it's a girl thing. Joe?
The yakking starts early.
Not really. Now, I got a question for you. With the kids today, do they have, like.
And I'll be speaking on behalf of all of them.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah. Well, no, I'll speak as a parent, because you would know. Do they all hang out? Like, does somebody knock on the door and they go out and play, or is there a play date schedule?
Well, everything's a play date. Where when we were growing up, it was, I'm going to hang out.
Yep.
Now it's a play date.
Right. Now
even if she goes across the street, it's a play date.
Right. Now, because of the play dates, everything is scheduled, so nothing is that spontaneous.
Well, the neighbor across the street, that's not scheduled. Everything else, because there's not a lot of kids in the neighborhood.
Right. So when we were kids, we had all the neighborhood kids, so we all hang out. There was no scheduled play date. You go and hang out. You'd be hanging out all day. Nobody would talk to each other because there was there was nothing to talk about. We played guns today. That was a cool stick you had. Yeah, I know. Cool. End of conversation.
I was going to say they see each other in class, but they can't talk all the way through class. Yeah. But even I didn't see all my friends all the time.
Yeah.
I still never had the, I should pick up the phone and chit-chat. I just can't remember doing that.
No.
I would call to invite them over. To schedule a play date, perhaps, Joe.
Yeah, but I would think the neighborhood kids would hang out and do stuff after school.
Yeah.
Your friends you had at school that weren't necessarily in the neighborhood, they were a bike ride away. You would hang out there, or you get together at the weekends, hang out on the weekend, like at the arcade or something like that. So there was really nothing that much, that much to talk about. There wasn't that much technology.
So you're saying it's saying she's not odd. They just have a lot to plan.
Not a lot to plan. I don't think they get as much interaction together as we did as kids. So
you think,
I think
that's what it is?
I think so. So
that's
to make that, and to make up that interaction, that's why they're on the phone so long.
For 3 damn hours?
Yeah.
The kid has to put it on speaker because she's so tired of holding up the phone. She's walking around the house. The thing's on speaker. She already started this because her friend doesn't want Elisa to hear. So Skylar had to go upstairs.
Oh, boy.
So they're already starting that.
Oh,
nonsense.
My God. Yes. Wait till she's a teenager.
No!
Your hair is going to be gray, gray, gray.
There will be none.
Hey, I am my follicles are fighting the good fight.
They are.
God bless you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, when she's 16,
this is all spray on Jeff.
Drive you nuts.
I love that stuff.
But when she's 16, she's going to drive you nuts. Now,
I'm hoping she only drives my wife nuts. But
can you tell? Why don't you limit her phone time?
Because at least she's not watching TV. At least she's interacting. At least I don't have to entertain her.
No, that's true.
I mean, because I got stuff I got to do.
So you're using a phone as a babysitter.
It's better than using a creep. but she's talking. I think you actually hit it because she doesn't get to interact with this particular friend
right.
very often.
Right, right.
Now, is it what kind of phone is she using?
Our cordless, our landline.
Oh, okay, like a cordless
phone. And I was thinking to myself for a split second, she's going to have to get her own phone. I'm like, wait a minute, I got a cell phone, stupid. No, she don't.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Because she
right.
already wants the phone, and the wife's like already making noise for emergency. I'm like, are you kidding me? She doesn't.
She's
seven. What emergencies?
I know.
There's no emergency. She's not being left any place.
Right.
Yeah.
She's not.
Yeah. She doesn't need. She's seven. She doesn't need
not
a phone.
Not yet. Not yet. Well, I mean, this was back in the day. We had one phone in the house.
Mm.
So if I was on that phone all that time,
right.
there would be murder because my mother had a yak with her friends.
Well, this was also before call waiting, too.
Right.
You would just get a busy signal. Yeah, you would just get a
busy
signal.
Well, when I lived up in Maine, there was a girl, my high school sweetheart, you know, I would call her because I was very much in love with her. And, you know, we kind of
probably still are.
Not really. No, I talked to her on Facebook, you know, and I know her husband and
that's
stuff like that.
That's where everybody gets to reach you. Joe's little private fantasy land. Not everybody gets invited to Joe's Facebook page. Just almost everybody. There's just one little exception. One person can ban everybody else. Come on in to Joe's little fantasy world where everything Joe does is hot.
No. Shut up.
Look at it. Stop it, man. Don't make fun of me, man. It's not cool.
No,
that's my chick, man.
No, but my wife borrowed my laptop, and I go, hey, get off there.
Oh yeah, no,
because I got all my programs and stuff
on.
Yeah,
that's what you're trying to hide. You need to win a Surf Easy.
Yes, yes, I do. But anyway, back to the start. So when I was living up in Maine, I would call her all the time and do it collect to my house down on Long Island. And then my mother called me up, and she was pissed. She got like a $130 phone bill.
Well, that was before the cheap long-distance plans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, I got my ass handed to me that time. Ooh.
And a lumberjack gets his ass handed to him by mommy. That's awesome.
$130 to hear, can we just be friends?
I got a phone call.
It's quite the investment for a kiss-off.
Yeah, I know.
This is a little off-topic, but I once got this phone call from the phone company asking me if I knew anybody at this one phone number, and I didn't recognize it. And then they gave me the address, and it was someplace on Grand Concourse in the Bronx. And I'm thinking, I don't know anybody in the Bronx. And I went, oh, wait a minute. There was this guy that I met when I was on vacation in England, and we were talking on the train because we were both from America. You know, and I was single, and we're talking and everything, and he's like, well, we should get together when we're both in the States. And I'm like, yeah, that's going to happen. Well, don't you know, he calls me when he gets to the States, and he's like, let's hang out. And so we did. We had a date. But the funny thing, we were on the phone for a really long time.
Yeah.
You know, because you just...
Hold on. Somebody can't get the stream. What? Are we having a lot of issues in there?
Most of the people seem to be able to listen, but... Monk Spunk can't get in.
Yeah, all right. All right, so type to her to go to... Go to the main page of davinsden.com and click on one of our affiliates.
I did.
Okay. Well, maybe she doesn't have internet access. maybe that's what the problem is.
Because
if everybody else is listening and I'm not getting screamed at, then it's working. So then she should listen to one of our great affiliates. Usually, I mean, they usually all work. Ours is apparently working, too. I don't know why she can't get the stream.
Well, she's in the chat, so she's getting internet access.
That's true. I don't
So she should
go to one of the affiliates and then go to the davincomedy.com page and click the Chat Tango link.
Davin Comedy?
Davin Comedy. If she's going to listen to an affiliate, that way she could still be in the chat room.
Oh, right.
So she should sign off davinsden.com. Apparently she's the only one having an issue, but, you know, it's not really a show.
Yeah, she should probably get a link. You know, there's many links to check. You know, so
yeah, I don't know.
Check out, so you should probably get some.
I mean, if we're not, like I said, my Facebook would be blowing up. They would be screaming at Pip in
right.
the chat room.
Oh yeah,
so
right.
it's a spunk monk issue or monk spunk.
It is.
Monk spunk.
What's on the chapel floor? So, yeah, 3 hours on the phone. Boy, and what are they what can you talk about?
They're planning a play, a Winx Club play.
A Winx Club play.
They also have their own language.
Winx Club?
It's a show.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's like a show that these... Not Twinx Club, Joe. It's, I don't know, some kid's show.
Oh,
I
guess. That's cute. They got their own language and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they're writing a play. They're like planning on inviting people over for rehearsals because there's people in the play. Mm. And then I guess they're going to have a performance. So this was very involved. This was just one of the things. I don't know if they talked about this for 3 hours. I don't know what else they're talking about for 3 hours.
So I talk about the business.
Here's the problem with the second grade. You know, I'll tell you what. When my parents were kids, they didn't get quite the homework that we get at all. What's this cursive in the second grade? It's bullshit, man. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Parents just don't get it.
Yeah. There's going to be kickball tryouts. Oh, who's booking that? Is that I know that guy, yeah.
I don't know why all the boys in our class have such high voices. When are they going to grow up?
Yeah, little girl stuff, yeah.
These boys are such dorks.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Ooh, Paul's cute.
They're talking about One Direction.
No? My kid does like a One Direction
song.
Yeah,
or... You know, I don't know who's the new Hannah Montana because our Hannah Montana turned out to be a whore, but...
No!
Yes! Oh, yes.
Oh, stop.
Even Katy Perry thinks so.
Oh, really? Katy Perry's the voice of reason?
Didn't Katy Perry kiss her?
No, Miley shoved her tongue down Katy Perry's throat, and Katy Perry looked like, what? I kissed a girl, and I didn't like it.
Well, she sings a song. Maybe she figured, what the hell?
Didn't Katy Perry have a video where, like, cream was shooting out of her breasts?
Yes.
You know what? Katy Perry needs to shut the hell up.
Yeah, and you want to know something? If Sammy Hagar got in my car, I'd do 60. I'd keep it over 55. All right? You write a song. It's probably what you're about.
All right. It's quite the... Quite the drive down tangent lane, Joe.
No.
Although I could tell you, by the speed of that joke, you were nowhere near 55 or 60. I think you wrecked it.
No.
But so the kid is already on the phone. What's going on with you, Joe?
I've been punished.
What?
By me?
No, I've been punished by the MTA. My Easy Pass has been suspended.
Easy
Pass, for those you don't know, is a way to get over the bridges and tunnels. Throughout the Northeast, it saves you time and money.
I got for excessive speeding.
Not just speeding, Joe. Excessive speeding.
Yeah.
I saw you say that on Facebook, but you didn't elaborate. Did you speed through the toll?
Well, yeah, that's usually what happens.
Because what the thing is, the tolls, they tell you to go through the tolls doing like 5 miles an hour.
And that's just a suggestion.
Let me tell you something. If I was galloping around on an ox, I couldn't go through it 5 miles an hour.
I know what you're saying, because even when you do slow down, you think you're like stop, but the speedometer still says 20.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Now, I've gotten a warning before, Joe, so you must have done this before.
Several, yes.
Well, then, you know what? You're a repeat offender.
I am a repeat offender, but for what I pay, and I said it on my Facebook page, for what I pay these sons of bitches
every
year.
You pay what everybody else pays, plus a little less because it's Easy Pass.
Yeah, but you want to know something?
It's not the MTA, it's Easy Pass.
They screw us on the tolls. We pay too much money. They're too overpriced. I should be able to slide through those toll booths doing 90 sideways with nuns clinging on the hood for dear life. I get an extra $5 off for my trouble.
I disagree. I think when we have repeat offenders like you, you should get a large fine, and everybody else's bill should go down. You, sir, are a menace.
No, I'm not a menace.
You're most certainly you're a menace.
I don't go through like Vin Diesel. I drive through reasonably.
Well, you should go through like Paul Walker.
Yeah. Funny. So now I got to write a letter. So what they said was...
I got to write a letter.
Well, here's the deal.
Who's spelling checking for you?
I got what I'm going to do is they say you can respond in 10 days. So I'm going to try to write him a letter.
This isn't your official response?
What?
They're not listening tonight to your official response.
No, they're going
to
hear it.
Oh, okay.
What I'm going to write him a letter is that my wife has been borrowing my car.
No.
And she's taking her invalid mother to the doctor, and they're late for the doctor appointment, and sometimes she's like very going through a traumatic thing, going to the hospital center.
Your mother-in-law's dead.
Yeah, so?
And is your wife bald?
No.
Don't you realize that they have cameras in those toll booths?
They can't see me. It's dark.
Sure they can. They sure they can.
Sure they can.
Really?
Yeah.
She has to constantly speed through. They would say, after the first time, leave a little earlier.
But she's been upset. Yeah, really. Oh, I hate when they say leave earlier. I don't, why don't you leave it? Really? You got to do all that. Everybody is so busy with their life. Nobody has time to leave early.
Well,
nobody.
Do you have time to write this letter?
Well, I'll make the time.
Well, then you should have made the time to leave earlier. You see their point, Joe?
No.
The chat room suggests start with, "Dear sir, you suck."
Yeah. So, well, now that they
Joe, does this merit? Is this a you stink, Joe? I mean, I don't know.
It merits a you stink, but I got one other trick up my. Well, I tried to pull another fast one today. What I did was the.
Hold on, Joe. I didn't know this was going to be a you stink.
Yeah.
You stink.
Yes, they do.
All right, Joe, stop horsing around for your headphones. It's over.
Yeah.
It's not that long of a sound clip.
Yeah, I noticed how I was going through the second grab of the stupid thing. But anyway, so what
could
I did...
Could just leave them on.
Right. Yeah. So what I did was I bought one of those coming up here. I waited online by the Throgs Neck Bridge, like a lummox, and they sell little easy pass things that you could buy at the booth. So I bought one for $30. And I use that to go through a couple of tolls. Now, the thing is, it's 30...
Are you gonna make it to a different credit card?
I got to figure that out.
Yes, you need a different address.
Now, when you say that they sell these little Easy Pass things, now you're indicating something about the size of a pack of cigarettes. Now,
it's the new Easy Pass
tag.
It's small.
It's small. It's a regular Easy Pass tag.
Yeah, it looks like it's about the size of a small pack of gum. A little bigger than that. But what I did was it's good for $30. Right, so I went through to I got.
Oh, it's prepaid.
It's prepaid.
Oh, look at Joe beating the system.
But here's the deal.
Of course, the license plates are the same.
Well, here's the deal. What you got to do is you got to recharge. It's good for 20. It's $30. This is the way they screw you. It's good for $30. You get $20 worth of it, and then you have to call up and then renew
it
if you want.
You gotta disguise your voice.
The charge.
Have the general call.
The charge to do it is $10, which they take off the $10 you paid for the tag.
Okay.
And then they want your license number. Which, yeah, I know. That's going to be me. So it seems like you use a different license number.
No, you could just use it one time.
Yeah,
I know. But then I lose the $10.
So it's going to cost them $10 for every 30?
Yeah.
You're lucky you didn't get a ticket.
Yeah,
you got a warning?
Oh, yeah, they scolded me several times. But they could go to hell for what they charge. $15 to get over the bridge. $15
it's
to get
lot.
Over a bridge. It's
a
ridiculous.
Lot.
And they screw you, and I can't stand them. I hate them.
Well, Joe, they're not fond of you, clearly.
Apparently not. But they scold me. You've been bad. You sped.
They didn't say that.
No, they scolded me. They punished me.
Listen, I think I can empathize with the Easy Pass Authority because I know when you tell you nicely, you don't listen.
Goody two shoes. How quickly do you go through?
I've gotten warned. But after the warning, I make sure I'm going slower for the next couple of months.
Hold on, you guys. I've got a lead foot and I've never been warned.
You're a chick. You got Hooters. The cameras are distracting.
I flashed.
Holy smokes, look at them babies. There you go.
I pulled down the shirt while I whizzed through.
Absolutely. You're making an old man happy somewhere.
You know what?
No, I've been
I
warned.
I've
been warned, but I haven't been warned twice. I got warned a couple of months ago.
Yeah. Asshole, they sent it to you in that big orange envelope. Dun, dun, dun.
What, did you think it was new porn?
No. Orange.
Is that what the panting was about when you got the fast note?
God, I hate them.
Well, stop screwing up.
I don't love them, and I was really resistant to join because I always said, Mark, that's why your post freaked me out, and I had to clarify with you because I've always said that even though they promised, eventually what they're going to do is they're going to time how long it takes us to get from post to
post.
They
already do that.
They're doing that now.
Going to issue summonses.
Here's the thing.
They said they wouldn't, but they will.
But if you make it, if you should be able to renew it without giving your license, who cares? You're paying, because the simple thing is you're renewing it and you're paying the toll. They're making their money.
Right.
Why do they need to know your license?
Why do you need to know all that?
Why do they need to know that
stuff?
Because
they need to know who's to suspend for abusing the system, Joe.
Yeah.
No. You know what? They should just make it.
You don't have to participate.
I live on an island.
But you could still. You don't have to have Easy Pass.
I want to have Easy
Pass. Well, that's what it is.
And they want you to have Easy Pass. And the reason they want you to have
Easy Pass.
Yeah. And the reason they do is because they screw you so much for the tolls. When you go through the toll booth and just go through there, it doesn't really have an impact on how much you're getting screwed.
The point is, when you count cash out. The point is, you have an option. If you really resent the whole thing. And you don't get it. And really, if you did not have the Easy Pass, you would have to even go slower. Because it's not like you could wing a 20 at the guy and keep on going at 50 miles per hour.
Yeah, but they want everybody on Easy Pass. Because
they don't want
the stigma of you paying literally cash out all the time.
They wanna,
because if they did, people would start revolting. against the
I find you very revolting. No, they want to cut down man hours. They don't need to have as many people manning the booths if everybody's on easy pay.
They should get rid of all of them. All of them. They're overpaid. All of them. And they've got an attitude. All of them got an
really?
Attitude.
Like I don't think they're the only one.
Like they no, they've got an attitude. Like they're doing you a big favor. They should get rid of all of them.
I don't recall a nasty toll booth.
Really? Well, they're all nasty. Yeah, they're nasty. And I want to sit outside their house with a six-pack and a lawn chair when they go tell their family they were fired and replaced by a piece of plastic.
Like, that's not going to be in your future at some point. You do multiple things, all of which you can be replaced, some of which you already have been.
Hello, this is Plumbing Bot. Why, how can I serve you?
No, you need a personal touch.
Yeah, but
don't,
not from a lummox like you.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Well, listen, I feel your pain, but you're going to have to be a good boy for a couple of months.
Lisa in the chat says, swim.
And I say, drown. is Spunk Monk under control over there? Monk Spunk?
Not able to hear. And we tried several things.
You know what it probably is? Her speakers. There's probably a speaker setting.
Maybe there is.
Yeah.
You try that, yeah.
She's like, I'm not really good at this, so I'll listen to the pod tomorrow. I just can't keep up.
All right.
I tried. I'm like, I'd stop and walk you through this, but like, I have something to do here.
I think if she can't hear, it's probably her speaker settings.
Yeah.
She was probably horsing around with the internet settings or something.
Could be, yeah.
I mean, because for change, it's not us.
Well, sometimes you'll go on and you can't hear it, and you have to go to another station, or you have to try to adjust the settings. So it does happen.
Yeah, okay. I've had the same problem.
It's working. It's not me.
Yeah,
I don't
care. It's not us this time.
I'm like an abused victim here. Just let me be in my corner. Don't hit me this time.
Please don't touch anything. Just it's working on our
end. Touch
please.
It. Don't let the wind blow. It's
all
right.
Think about it.
Exactly. So Pip, what's going on with you?
I was driving here tonight, and I saw somebody on like a semi busy suburban street, wail into the rear view mirror of one of the parked cars on the side of the car, and just keep going.
Wow. Oh really?
Yeah.
Joe.
I go.
No, was it you?
No. Was there a toll booth?
There might have been.
There was a toll booth, maybe.
I wasn't looking right there at that second, but I heard the noise, and then all of a sudden, my eyes flicked over, and I see this mirror exploding, and the car that obviously...
By where I live?
No. Huh. By me.
Huh.
Wow.
I just, it exploded off the car, and I'm like, how close do you have to be to the parked car to wail the...
Did they realize?
Yeah, really.
They had to realize.
They had to realize, and bitch kept going.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet she blows through tolls.
I bet she
probably does.
This is why Easy Pass needs to warn people. Look at you maniacs out there.
Yeah. You're such a goody two-shoes.
I am.
You are such a goody two-shoes.
I am. I'm wonderful.
Oh.
Yes. You should all bask in my goodness.
Oh, never. I like being nasty and underhanded.
You succeed.
Well, I have your dream girl. Who just plows into cars and keeps going.
Go on
Give
a
her
date.
Joe's Facebook page.
Yeah, I think I should.
Joe's on a date with some girl at a restaurant. What restaurant? Just follow the damaged freaking rearview mirrors.
I'll tell you, I'm a goody two-shoes. I called the cops.
Did you?
I gave her a plate.
Look at you.
Concerned citizen.
Look at you. Wow, I wouldn't even do that because that involves effort.
I'm surprised you would. I'm surprised you wouldn't do that. You're such a goody two-shoes. Officer, they knocked this rearview mirror out, and he went through
Joe?
A toll booth fast.
If it was your rearview mirror, you would appreciate somebody doing that for you. It's being a good citizen.
Nope.
I know you don't want to deal with society. I know you'd rather live on your own little island with no tolls, and we'd all prefer it too.
Right.
But unfortunately,
we work something out?
I don't know.
We
used to do the show on your little island. We don't know more.
That was bad. No.
Not really.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm one of those call the cops and tell people when somebody's behaving like an animal on the roads, people.
Where were you when Joe blew through the toll booth?
Yeah, really. You followed me home a couple of times. I'm surprised not. I wouldn't wind up in the who's guy with all my antics on the road.
You know, I have called on you. No, I'm kidding.
Did you call me with the stop sign back in August?
You'd already been punished.
I thought I heard when you went by me going, good work, officer. I think he's got drugs in the trunk. His eyes look glazed. I'm just saying.
She's being a concerned citizen.
That's right. Pip Helix, concerned citizen, protecting rearview mirrors everywhere.
Yes. We need people like her to protect us from people like you.
Yes.
It's what makes society works. Don't hate on the Helix because she's concerned about her fellow man.
Yes.
Didn't you learn about this stuff in school, like a community and
no,
everything?
She'll be a superhero. All right, hold. This is a hold-up. Here comes Pip Helix, concerned citizen. I'll cough phlegm on you. My phlegm will cover you, and it'll douse you, and I will bring you to justice.
And I will roll you over and stick you to the floor. That's, now you're not going anywhere.
Every superhero has their power. It's Pip's phlegmy cough, mucousy bronchitis-y cough, that will stop the criminals in their tracks.
Let me attend to this criminal.
Oh, you got me, Pip Helix. All righty, I'll come to justice. Pip Helix, saving the world for humanity.
You guys are disgusting.
Now, Joe, if you saw somebody wail into a car like that and like bust the window
might have
off,
away with a I left my balls on. I got a shit.
You would laugh. Yeah. Stop or
did,
call.
No, you know, I don't care for you. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I did.
It was Scooby-Doo. And we would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids. She's one of the meddling kids.
She's
Joe.
One of those meddling
hey,
kids.
Hey, old man Dithers, you stop and leave a note, you old bastard.
All right, so Pip's a goody-two-shoes, and Joe's just a bad boy. Yeah. Joe still wears a leather and denim jacket.
I have one.
Of course you do.
Yes.
You break it out with your keytar.
Yep.
I still have a denim jacket. I like my
denim.
Did you
see the picture of me with a keytar on Facebook a couple of weeks ago?
No.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't stalk your Facebook page. I figure if it's hot, I'll see it.
I do.
I know you have fans. I'm not one of them.
Never was.
Nope. Not at all. I'm a realist.
She's listening.
Oh, really?
She's right on.
Yeah,
good girl.
In, but she
good
also
girl.
Said, redo the first half hour for me, please.
Listen to Mara. Listen to Mara. I don't have time for this nonsense. We got a big show. Should we do a little curmudgeonly philosophy?
Yeah. Sure.
All right, let's play that. Now Joe puts on the headphones.
You wondered about it. You waited for it. And now it's here. Curmudgeon philosophy with Pip Helix.
All right, so hit us, Helix.
Okay. In the dating world, a red flag for most is still a green light for some.
I don't know if that's really a commercially philosophy.
Sure it is.
Explain.
Okay.
I like that. Joe's become a hard ass with this shit
I'm
now.
Not a hard ass. No, because...
No, I like it.
No, because you could say... No, man, no, it's not. Actually, it could with an explanation.
Okay. You know how most normal people would see certain things and go, oh, God, and go running?
Oh, wait, he's a soldier who lives in Afghanistan who's on Facebook and has hours to talk to me. Yeah. This seems perfectly normal. Let me invest some months in this.
Other people will go, bing, heartbreaker. You know what I mean?
Would be a green
I
light
think I
to
know
others.
Those people.
Yeah, I know.
I will take that as a Pip Helix.
I just don't know if that's a philosophy, though.
Yes, I would say it's a philosophy.
Sure it is.
All right, hit me with it again. What is it again now?
All right. It's
let me process.
In the dating world, a red flag for most is still a green light for someone.
Yeah, I guess.
I wore that
because you know what? Because everybody has their own standards.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Although there are some things that would turn 90% of people away, there's always some freak that's going to go, yow.
Like for instance, like I would be turned away by a college student who lives in Hawaii but is saying she's in the Benin Republic and has no command of the English language. That would be a red flag for me.
Right, but some...
But somebody goes, well, this is real.
Red means go.
I would be turned away by seeing, wow, they're an American citizen and they don't know how to capitalize the word, the letter I when they refer to themselves. But somebody else would go, yeah, this is normal.
They would have a problem with the I button.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that it wasn't even that so much. I mean, I like your tie-in, but it's not even that so much. I was up coughing one night And I'm watching some show.
Over a victim trying to save humanity. Sorry, Pip.
It's like, let me up, let me up. No.
Go, go ahead, concerned citizen.
And so.
Concerned citizen Helix.
There was a
music for that. All right, Joe, you just gave yourself another assignment. Good job,
no,
stupid.
No pool for you when we're on tour, stupid. You got to work and be in a room working on stuff.
Bring your equipment.
Yeah.
I was watching this show. I think it was called Real Sex or something about
sex.
Yeah,
and on HBO?
No, not the HBO one.
Then it wasn't Real Sex.
Yeah.
No, because I don't have HBO. So it was one of
then
these
it really wasn't
shows.
Sex.
Well, it was topics about sex, sort of. It wasn't as kinky as the Real Sex on HBO, because when I had HBO...
Why are you pointing at me like I'm the creep watching it?
Because you knew about it right away.
Yeah,
because
I used to watch it in the 90s when I had, you know, when I had no other options.
Oh, I know.
I used to watch it when we used to work up at Poughkeepsie when they had HBO in the room.
The fastest hour of Joe's weekend.
There were
why is Joe late for the late gig? Oh, Real Sex is on. Somebody get Joe. He's about to hit the stage. Well, he's hitting something else.
Knock, knock, knock.
I'm almost done.
Stretch.
Stretch. Joe, you're the first act. Tell them to introduce themselves.
Hold the show while I'm holding this.
Well, there were, I learned some things on that darn show that I...
Really? What'd you learn?
Well, that some people are really into, like, pretending to be ponies. And
the My Little Pony people.
No, not those people.
Really?
People like to be, like, trussed up like a horse and trot around in a pen, and the person behind them wears all leather gear and, like, whips them and goes, you know, yeah.
Or whatever.
For an example, yeah. Who that's creepy.
Can you imagine you're driving down a country lane? La, la, la. Oh, look. There's a horse pen. I wonder if we'll see any. That's not a horse.
That's a guy being whipped.
By a chick. Hold on a second. Let's park.
Yeah, really.
And this was on basic cable.
That was on HBO.
Oh, that was on HBO. Mm. What does this have to do with your commercially philosophy? Well, tie this in so we can move on.
That was he asked me a question.
Stop it. You're ruining things. You're encouraging this nonsense.
Yeah. So this thing that I was
Tangent
watching.
Tangent lane.
There's something called feeders.
What?
Feeders.
This is what prompted this philosophy.
Yes.
All right. Because why did you ask how she came up with this?
Because it's the segment on the show.
All right. Guess it's my fault for putting it in the pressure.
We're not online at this grocery store. It's a segment
and
on the show.
Stop reading the TV guide, Joe. We got to leave.
And I tell you anyway.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much what it would be.
Yeah, hey, guy holding the bag of potatoes. Did I tell you what I saw on TV last night? Yeah, that's why I got kicked out of all the
stuff. All right, so there's people called feeders.
People called feeders. And what they are is basically like a chubby chaser. But their particular fetish is feeding the fat person in the relationship to make them even bigger. And
cardiac arrest can be for two people, not just one.
Yeah, really.
This woman was already like 600 pounds. And they were sitting there and the guy is like putting a fork in her mouth and she's like, yum, yum.
How about put a penis in her mouth?
How about put a freaking anvil over her head? What's the matter with people?
She might have been a lovely person. Why do you got to anvil her?
She's 600 pounds and the guy is specifically feeding her.
Well, so 600-pound people don't deserve love?
Let me get this straight. You're defending this, but meanwhile, me going 5 miles an hour a little faster through the toll booth, I'm public enemy number one.
I'll tell you why. And it's a very honest answer. It's a very simple answer. I know you. You're despicable. This 600-pound woman could be delightful.
Well, he certainly thought so.
See, Joe, it makes sense.
All right.
Now, if I hung out with her and, God forbid, had to share a seat with her next to on a plane, I would not be pleased. I'm not taking her to Vegas, Joe.
I don't think that it's healthy for people to be that obese.
Really? Really, Dr. Oz?
525, that's reasonable, but when you get to 600,
when you flip the odometer,
you really got to take a look at things.
But there are bad, unhealthy reasons why people got to those places. And it's like
food is one of them.
Yeah, and their boyfriend shoveling it into them 24/7.
Well, that's where I was going to go. That was the but part of the sentence. The big, giant but part of the sentence. Is that, you know what?
She looks to me for approval after that. Big, giant butt part.
Like, yeah, Devin, yeah.
See, boss, I can be funny. Can I? And no.
No. But the thing is that They are actively trying to make her fatter. She said,
"Who is they?"
The boyfriend who's feeding her, and she, her goal is, she stated her goal is to get up to 1,000 pounds.
Whoa, 1,000 pounds.
She stated that.
Why?
Well,
because 2,000 would be outrageous, Joe.
That's literally a ton. She just wants to be a half ton of fun. I was just, I was mesmerized because that it just like really triggers things for me. Like, what? No, no.
Makes me hungry.
No.
But the way he was talking about the, you know, how he loved her fat and her cellulite.
Well, at least they found each other.
Belly.
Is he thin?
Yeah, relatively. Yeah.
So they look like the number 10 when they waddled downtown.
No, and if the typeset was smooshed the O and it's expanded.
Joe's gasping for air.
Oh God, that's funny.
I was just so...
See, Pip, that's how it's done, and I didn't even look to you for approval.
No, you didn't. You
I looked at Joe; he was gasping.
Number 10.
So, all right, so if they smushed the typeset
and made that zero much bigger, yeah, it'd be the number 10.
Are you upset that she's found love?
No.
Are you upset that she's decided to get bigger?
For her, yeah, I think it's...
She has no regard for her health, so why do you care?
Well, here's the thing. Besides me being judgy and looking at them and being repulsed because it's not my thing, that's why I came up with the, even though they're big red flags for most.
That's not a red flag, though. It's not like...
What?
It's
somebody who's 600 pounds and is shooting for 1,000 is not a big red flag.
But did they put that on their profile?
Who knows?
Well, but I'm saying, because... Well,
she
like,
states her objective. Do you run screaming?
Well, because she's on TV, stupid.
if they met... If they met and she said, I'm looking for a guy to feed me and cuddle me till I get to 1,000 pounds, and instead of heading for the hills, the guy goes, oh, okay.
See, I don't think that's a red flag. No, I'll tell you what. I think that's a personal preference. Whether you like it or don't, it's a personal... Like, a red flag is something like I was referring to, like, the scammers and everything, where it's going to end, where they're going to do harm to you. Like a red flag would be if you're like in a pull up into a parking lot and you're a chick and you see a hot guy smacking his white girl around and they break up and you go, huh, I guess he's single now. There's a red flag.
But when you meet somebody going, feed me till I'm 1,000 pounds, and you just met them or met him,
that's a fetish.
That's a flag.
No, it's not a flag. It's a tarp, but it's a fetish.
It's a red flag.
No, it's a fetish.
Red flag. It's a red flag.
Because nothing bad's going to happen to the thin guy unless he stops feeding her. Then he's going to get hurt.
No, it's still a red flag.
It is a fetish, but I think that we have different definitions of what a red flag is. I think a red flag is anything that's unhealthy in a relationship, and you know, and you see, here's the flag going, this is unhealthy, this is not going to be
good.
But
it's not unhealthy for the relationship, it's unhealthy for her health.
I think it's an unhealthy relationship.
It's an unhealthy
relationship.
They might
be perfectly happy.
They seem to be.
So how is that unhealthy? Look at Joe. He's not 600 pounds. His wife isn't 600 pounds. But there's red flags all over that bad boy.
Oh, of course. It looks like Russia at my house.
I had to think about that.
You have a lot of stray dogs?
Not anymore.
No.
It was a Soviet reference, not really the current Russian flag.
Yeah.
Go back in time, kids, when Joe was going for a USSR reference. A little Soviet Union.
Here's the point.
I'm glad there's one.
No, you're saying it's not a red flag for them. Exactly. You just illustrated the flaw.
But it's not a red flag.
It is a red flag.
It is a red flag.
For most people. It's a green
for most
light
people.
For Mr. I like, want to feed you until
you right, explode. And that's exactly
if
the point.
If you like them that big, chances are they like
but
to eat.
But
that's
here's
the
deal.
Light.
But that's the green light. It's a red light for some. Somebody
flag.
Will see a red light, but somebody will see a green light. A lot of people go, I wouldn't get involved with this. A lot of people see that, but here's the guy seeing the green light. That's part of the philosophy.
That's the philosophy.
I guess.
If you met the current wife, and she said to you, I want to chow down until I'm 1,000 pounds.
I'd probably hang out with the first 50. I like to eat.
But what would happen?
All right, I'm not feeding her, though.
And then what would happen after that? You'd leave, right? That's a red flag.
Well, not if I already love her.
But let's say that you did.
By 600 pounds, are you still in?
All right, but let's...
But it's not my fetish.
But that's the thing.
That's
but it's some
point.
Right, red flag. But for somebody that would run to her with a wheelbarrow full of Big Macs, that's the thing. That's a green light.
I don't think it's a red flag. Because here's why it's not a red flag. The only way it's a red flag for me, because when I think red flag, I think danger to me. The only way this is a danger to me, two ways. I stop feeding her and she bites me, or she rolls over on me. Those are the red flags. Otherwise, I can outrun the bitch.
I think we're seeing the definition of red flag. We're not seeing definition of red flag in a danger term. We're seeing something that maybe this could be a problem. Not in a danger sense. We're seeing the red flag that there's a problem here.
I think once you're around 400 pounds, there might be an issue.
But what I'm saying is it's a problem. Could be a problem that you don't want to be part of, but it's not dangerous.
But at least they're doing something they like to do together. Most couples don't spend that type of
quality.
But that's a green light couple.
They're the exception.
Sounds like they're more than a couple. It sounds like there's about four bodies worth in there.
You don't know. Under the folds.
And look, counselor, you're really
There could be an ex hidden under there, under the food.
Just judgmental people. Fatties eat your food. I don't care.
No. I'm just saying, look, I'm no slimmy here.
You're not 600 pounds.
I'm not 600 pounds.
Although we do have to lock Mr. Helix out because it is feeding time. Yeah.
Where's that weird bottle full of Big Macs? Yeah. I'm hungry.
She doesn't get paid. I just have to have a buffet here for her to come to work.
Just give me a coffee. I'm good.
Yeah, she grazes. Yeah. She grazes throughout. Right.
But I would agree. I would agree that that's a curmudgeonly philosophy.
Thank you.
All right, fine. It really wasn't worth talking about that long.
Oh, go on.
Well, you didn't argue about it, so...
There's that point, too. The red flag for me was, so, Pip, what do you have?
You could have said, okay, next.
That would have been the prudent thing to do. All right. So there's this former General Boykin, former U.S. Army General Boykin, who said that Jesus is coming back. You know, the Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Back with an AR-15. General Bulldog McIvey's just walked in. So we're going to play the clip from General Boykin. Then we want to get the Bulldog, General Bulldog McIvey's take on this whole thing. So here is the clip.
The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. And in Revelation 19, it says when he comes back, he's coming back as what? A warrior. A mighty warrior leading a mighty army. Riding a white horse with a blood-stained white robe. And I don't know about the theologians, and I was at Dallas Theological Seminary yesterday, and I said, I'm not going to argue theology with you folks, but I believe that blood on that robe is the blood of his enemies, because he's coming back as a warrior, carrying a sword. And I believe now, I've checked this out, I believe that sword he'll be carrying when he comes back is an AR-15. Now, I want you to think about this. Where did the Second Amendment come from? Where did the Second Amendment come from? I ask my students this. I ask men's groups. I say, where did the Second Amendment come from? From the Founding Fathers. It's in the Constitution. Well, yeah, I know that. But where did the whole concept come from? It came from Jesus. When he said to his disciples, now, if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. I know, everybody says, well, that was a metaphor. It was not a metaphor. He was saying, in building my kingdom, you're going to have to fight at times. You won't build my kingdom with the sword, but you're going to have to defend yourself. And that was the beginning of the Second Amendment. That's where the whole thing came from. I can't prove that historically, and David will counsel me when this is over, but I know that's where it came from. And the sword today is the AR-15, so if you don't have one, you go get one. You're supposed to have one. It's biblical.
All right. First of all, I'd like to welcome the general from the not U.S. Army, General Bulldog McIvey. Thank you for joining the den again.
My pleasure.
Should we salute, General?
Everybody should salute General Bulldog McIvey.
Yes, sir.
I salute you.
10 stars, no wait.
He seems laid back tonight, doesn't he, Pip?
He does.
It's always good to have a general. The last time you were on the show... You scared a scammer who was tormenting a victim, and that scammer disappeared.
I most certainly did. I was doing my God-given duty. Oh, also, Pip Helix, citizen, good girl, with your mucus.
Why, thank you, sir.
We might put you on a howitzer and have you spread mucus all over the Afghanistanis. That would be good.
It would be my pleasure, sir.
Because your mucus means America.
Well, it's a little red, but I'm lacking the
red,
blue.
White, and blue. That's what America stands for.
I'll work on that, sir.
Right. Anyway, that was disgusting again. There's a lot of disgusting.
There's disgust in war, my friend.
There is. War is not for the weak, is it, General?
No, it's not.
All right. Well, you just heard the clip we played. I got to ask you. I mean, you knew General Boykin back in your days at West Point.
Right.
Do you agree that Jesus will be coming back armed with an AR-15?
Of course he is. He's coming back with an AR-15, a tank, a jeep, and one ration of food, which he'll turn into 15,000, because he's good with making food like that.
I see. I have just the gal for him.
Yeah, sort of like the missus when the boys from the Pentagon come over. She can whip up one hell of a quiche, let me tell you, like that. Oh, really good, really good.
You eat quiche?
Ah, yes. I'm a real man. I'm not afraid of it.
Well, I didn't think you should be afraid of it.
Well, they always say real men can't, you know, eat quiche and stuff like real men don't eat quiche. I'm a real man.
Yes, sir.
Lived in the trenches.
Do they have quiche in the MREs?
Hell no. Can't get it in the can.
That's not what I've heard.
Hold on. You've been saved by the bell.
Ah!
Stand by, General.
Hello, Cole. You're on Davin's Den.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Is that the big guy? Is that God?
What's up?
Oh, well,
it's
the big guy.
The big guy?
The big guy.
God.
Really?
He's called in before.
I didn't recognize you, God. I'm sorry. It's been a long time.
That's okay. I know.
Yeah, usually you call on the red phone there, God.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to shake it up a little bit, you know?
Well, thank you, thank you, big guy, for joining this conversation. I think it's very pertinent that you would weigh in on this. I'm going to ask you the same question I just asked General McIvey. Is Jesus coming back armed with an AR-15?
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not quite sure where he got that information from. That'd be kind of cool if you think about it. I hadn't gone there yet, but yeah, that'd be pretty entertaining.
Well, I am troubled by something you just said. You said you don't know how he got that information. Well, God, you're all knowing. If you don't know, how the heck are we supposed to know?
Wow. You guys are getting deep on this program, you know?
Yeah, we're very metaphysical. All right.
Cool.
Listen, I have to ask you, Jesus is your son. You are his father. Have you spoken to your son, Jesus, about gun safety?
You know, you can only talk so much to your kids. Eventually, they just kind of tune you out, you know? So I've tried, and I think he's got a good head on his shoulders. But you never know. These kids they're not like they used to be.
But you made them like they used to be, and they're all made in your image, God.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes I forget.
Okay.
I think God's gotten into my cough syrup.
It sounds that way. But General McIvey.
Yes, sir.
So Jesus is not part of the military. He is a civilian. What do you think about him using an AR-15?
Of course he's part of the military. Those 3 days he was gone, mini boot camp. Learned all the tricks of the trade. Oh, by the way, God, fine boy you have. Fine boy. When we used to have the water trials, everybody was swimming. He ran right across. Made it in 10 seconds flat. Got a medal for it, too.
He was always good on light on his feet. He was always good. That's cool, man.
You know, Pip, here's what I realize.
What?
General McIvey's a lot older than we thought.
I think so. Well, older than them there hills.
I didn't know that he had personal experience with
generals. Are timeless. Timeless, I tell you.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, but you're right, Dav.
Thank you, big guy.
But again, there are gaps in my memory, so I'll just go along with whatever you said. Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me, too. So General McIvey.
Yes, sir.
You're wise, General.
Yes, sir.
General Boykin said Jesus would be carrying an AR-15. If you can consult Jesus, and I did not know this, apparently you've worked with Jesus before. what weapon would you recommend to the Son of God when he comes back?
The greatest weapon ever written and carried. The Bible, son, the Bible! After the Army Handbook, of course, which is the second greatest Bible ever written. And grenades, lots of them. Lots of grenades. Grenades for everybody.
So the Bible, not so much. More grenades?
More grenades. You can't blow up a foxhole with the Bible.
A grenade in every pot?
A grenade in every pot. Just run like hell when it cooks.
Okay.
Did you say pot?
Yes,
no contraband, God. No contraband.
Oh. Wink, wink.
Only medical marijuana for you, right, God?
Absolutely. It's all for medicinal purposes.
I like, well, sometimes me, myself, we have it in the Army, you know. Sometimes I go over to sick bay when things get a little rough and get myself a little bit of it, you know. A little rough being a general out there, you know, just mellow me out.
I would love to see the Bulldog stoned.
No, oh, so maybe one day me and God will toke one up.
Well, you're already hanging out with the son.
God's excited by that prospect.
Well, listen, I did not know this, like I said about you. You took him to boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
What when you had Jesus under your command, what advice did you give to him, General McIvey?
Wear a helmet. Wear a helmet. They can't get the thorny crowns over a helmet. And Kevlar gloves. Kevlar gloves. Nails can't go through them. We tested them at the Pentagon. And just in case, court-martial Judas. We've heard things about him.
Wow. All right. You probably would have served him better as an apostle as opposed to a general. You know things.
That's right.
Yes.
Big guy. Let me ask you, I mean, would you trust General McIvey to lead your son into battle?
Sure, why not? He's pretty entertaining, if nothing else.
Just like the USO, right in your trench.
Yeah.
All right, are there a lot of weapons in heaven?
It used to be, but things are changing, I suppose. Now you got to search people when they come in. We got the what do you call them? The things by the gate now.
You got metal detectors in heaven?
Well, you can't be too sure, you know.
So Peter has one of those wands when you're getting through the pearly gates?
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you gotta be thorough, you know.
How do you feel when people start shooting up heaven? You must not like that. It's going to ruin the clouds.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. It's all preventative measures, you know.
Wow. Getting into heaven's like getting into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, really.
Well, you know what? You talk about preventative measures. It sounds like there could be an issue. Big God, are you packing heat?
Well, have you heard of the sun?
I thought we were talking about him.
I see what you did there. That's good.
Well, to laugh is divine, God.
Absolutely.
I think maybe now I want to go to the other place because I didn't know it was so dangerous up there.
No, I know. Well,
they got their own issues, too. Don't be fooled, man.
Does heaven have a stand your ground law?
Well, it's got to sit on your cloud law.
What is that?
That's what I'm doing now. I don't know.
You've stumped God.
The chat wants to know why Davin's talking about Peter's wand.
Don't make it gay. There's no gays in heaven. Everybody knows that, right, God?
What?
Oh, I didn't know you were going to go there.
Neither did I, but they made me do it.
Well, don't ask, don't tell. Work well with the Army.
Come on. There's a bunch of evangelists and Russians saying there's no gays in heaven. Tell them, big guy. Are there gays in heaven?
What? Right.
They're playing Hide the Halo up there.
What do you think?
I don't know. I haven't been there. You live there. I was kind of hoping for an answer.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We actually accept all denominations here.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, so you heard it here first. Peter's
gay. Gay denomination?
No, sure. Shut up. Don't argue. Don't argue with him, General. You lost your accent there for a second.
Me. The question is me.
Of course they hadn't let the gays in. Who else was going to decorate up there?
General, you're schizophrenic? I thought I heard another voice in there, man.
No, big guy. He's not schizophrenic. No, he's an asshole. Excuse my language, Father. So I got to ask you, do they have camouflaged robes in heaven?
Just the white ones, but I know what you're talking about, so it's kind of pointless with the white clouds and all.
Right, but
I saw what I would see, because I see all, you know, I saw somebody in a hospital recently, and he had a camouflaged robe on. And I'm like, who the hell are you hiding from in the OR or something? I don't get it. But they have them, but I don't see the point in having them here.
Well, I mean, if he was in the OR, he probably didn't want to meet you anytime soon. He was kind of hoping things would work out where he wouldn't have to, God.
Yeah, that's who he was hiding from, you.
What was he going to do? It was regular camouflage. It was a fucking robe. are you sleeping in the woods while you're hunting deer? Like, you just got your slippers on and your camouflage robe and your rifle? That's pretty stupid.
You know what I just realized? I curse in the image of God.
Yeah, yes.
See? So people
appreciate the praise, man. You're
people generally think of your son as a peaceful person. Are we wrong about that?
What's that?
I said people generally think of Jesus, your son.
I heard the rest of it. I got stuck on the word general. I was waiting for the other guy to answer.
Oh! People usually think of your
son. Thank you, God, for the mention.
I got you, man. he's pretty laid back, actually. You know, unless you press the wrong button, of course. But he's all right.
All right, well, I'm never going to meet him because I'm a Jew, but you knew that.
Well, it's all right. You don't have to be perfect.
Well, we're your chosen people. I thought I was.
You are.
Yeah, chosen for a bunch
of people. Are you confused?
Very.
Speaking about choosing people, the chat room wants to know why, if you took Harold Ramis, Sam Kinison, and Randy Rhodes, you left Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus here. What kind of thinking is that?
I don't know. I work in mysterious ways. I can't even figure it out sometimes, you know?
How dare you question God like that, Denpen?
He wants
I did
good
it. Trucker
talent.
Trucker Tom did it. Trucker Tom did it.
Well, now Trucker Tom, now God's going to give Trucker Tom a flat. Perhaps.
See what you did.
All right.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
All right, big guy. General Boykin says Jesus is going to be coming back on a white horse. This is just my opinion, and you please correct me because you will. It's what you do. But I feel that's pretty crappy mode of transportation, considering what's available for travel in today's technology. What's your take on that, big guy?
Well, I'd be leaning more toward a Vespa, but, you know, so I think the general's a little off there.
Okay. So Jesus is coming in a Vespa.
How funny would that be on the Vespa with a rifle? What?
He's going to look like the Who, he's going to look like the Who album, Quadrophenia. Yeah.
Jesus is a mod?
The general's funny.
Jesus is a mod.
No, that was Joe.
Joe, are you schizophrenic like the general?
Yes.
God, I'd like to channel the general now. Wish me luck. General, this is for you.
Yes, sir.
Hold on, I was chatting. I forgot to run the Ouija board. Okay.
She's running the intel for us.
There's no intel on this show. Yeah. So I got to ask you, General. If Jesus was about to invade America with an AR-15 and riding on a white horse, what do you think the U.S. military would do to stop that foreign threat?
Well, first of all, he wouldn't be riding a white horse. Boykin is wrong on that. He would never ride a white horse, son. He'd be riding in a white Hummer, just like another great God would, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And stopped nonsense, not by our men. They know who he is. He'd be met at the shore by the Marines and the Navy and the Air Force. And then they would head to Jersey and wait in traffic at the GW, because no force can stop that. And then he would be greeted by the Army at the rest stop at exit 11A, because that's the last stop for cheap gas and a Cinnabon. And then we'd start our Spangled Banner mission across America with Sarah Palin in the Hummer yelling, "I told you so," as we cross each state line in a Star-Spangled Banner and guts capade to the ends of the country.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I'm impressed. Where do I sign up?
Sign up with me.
God has to enlist?
Well, no, not really, because we entrust with God. God entrust. And God we trust.
I'll be waiting at the Cinnabon for you guys to roll by.
Yeah, I'll be waving. All right, so I got to ask
you. Did you say Cinnabon?
I did.
God's hungry.
Do you have the munchies, dude?
Don't talk to God. Call him dude, stupid.
I'm sorry.
A little respect.
Father, sir, dude.
I told you it's cool, man. I, I couldn't hear everything you just said, but
here's what
cool.
you need. Here's what you need to understand, big guy. Feel free to take Pip Helix at any time. She knows not what she does.
Yes.
It's all good.
Not really. Subpar at best, but thank you. All right, General. So here's an issue that I think I would like you to speak on.
Mm-hmm.
On this show, which you listen to on occasion,
yes.
We see a lot of soldiers have their IDs stolen.
Right.
And they're used by scammers pretending to be them.
I even did a promo on that.
I think we did.
Yes.
Are you concerned that after Jesus comes back, we'll see a lot of fake Jesus profiles on the internet?
Hell no, boy! He's going to clean that all up. You're going to see a lot of profile pictures that look like just pillars of salt with Jesus commenting LOL on the bottom. He'll straighten it all up. And then we're going to play Candy Crush.
You heard it here first. Jesus will clean up the internet.
Yes.
That's why he's coming back all pissed.
That's right.
He doesn't like what you guys are doing. Knock it off.
That's right.
And Jesus crushes on Candy Crush, by the way.
That's right. Fine boy there, God. Fine boy.
All right. This is my last question.
Just don't confirm if the friend request is spelled J-E-E-Z hyphen U-S-S. That's a tip-off.
And if Jesus says he's living in Afghanistan, it's probably not really him because they don't know God over there. We don't have listeners in Afghanistan. Screw them.
Yeah, a couple of them wanted to know if God or the general were calling from Afghanistan.
Anyway, last question. Last question. This will be to both of them. General McIvey first, then, of course, we'll let the big guy have the last word, and then we will have to move on because we're giving away fabulous prizes tonight. All right, so General McIvey, in your opinion.
Yes, sir.
Who is the most powerful army in the universe? I'm going to give you three choices. Mm-hmm. I want you to answer honestly in your best opinion. The U.S. Army, mm-hmm. God's Army and the Prayer Warriors, or the KISS Army. Now, before you answer, keep in mind, KISS is going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I think it's a what the hell kind of a dumb question is that?
Well, you didn't let me finish it. Go on now.
Well, I'm going on with it. What the It would be the U.S. Army. I'll interrupt you anytime when I... The U.S. Army, because the U.S. Army does God's work. And it's not the KISS Army. They even admit that God gave rock and roll to us. And Gene Simmons is the devil. The devil. He didn't even want the original lineup in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. And that's a work of evil. He can't be godlike. Do you want Moses to come back as Eric Singer? I don't.
How is Eric Singer doing, big guy?
Oh, he's doing fine. He's all right.
You know? same question. So, General, your answer is the U.S. Army? Is that your answer?
Yes!
Oh, okay.
That's what I got out of that.
All right. There was a lot.
Did you just bark?
No, God. I was just putting my point across firmly.
Mm. Big guy, same question to you. Final word. Which army is the best, the most powerful?
Well, since the general's got the U.S. Army covered thing, I gotta go with the KISS Army, man. I mean, you know, people who are out in support of. I mean, I put a lot of work into Gene Simmons' tongue, man. So fans who are out in support of that's pretty cool to me, man. Those people are fucking nuts. They don't care. So I gotta go with them.
Well, there you go. All right, KISS Army. But from the word of God,
right?
Most powerful army in the universe.
I think that Gene Simmons will be very pleased to hear this.
Well, I think Gene Simmons already thinks he is God.
There you go. Well, then it just confirmed his own suspicions.
Yeah.
Big guy, thank you for taking some time out to answer these questions for us. I would say I'll see you on Saturday, but really I won't. And I don't think anybody here is going to see you on Sunday. But well, I'm sure we will see you around some point. Thank you, big guy.
Anytime. Time means nothing to me, man.
The big guy, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God!
Bye, guys.
Bye, God.
General, it was a pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much.
As well. Thank you for stopping by and bringing your certain charm and schizophrenia.
Thank you so much.
Only
and
you.
Barking.
And barking. Well, he's the bulldog.
Right. Yes, that's right. All right. Dismissed!
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
Wow.
I know.
That was quite powerful. We learned a lot of things.
Very exciting, having the U.S. Army and the head of God's Army.
I think they were two very inspirational characters that we hear, God.
Extremely.
They most certainly were. All right. So, should we give away a Surf Easy?
I think
should
so.
Should we play a game?
too.
Yes.
All right, here's the deal. We've teamed up with our amazing sponsor, Surf Easy, to give away a one-year subscription of their Total VPN Security. That's a $50 value. The best part is, just like our show, Surf Easy works anywhere in the world, so you can listen to us and be safe online no matter where you live. How cool is that?
Very.
Surf Easy VPN encrypts all internet traffic on your smartphone, tablet, and computer to protect your online privacy and security. Plans are offered at a monthly or annual rate. We're going to give you a 1 year. Total and mobile VPN plans include unlimited data protection. To learn more, you go to surfeasy.com. We're going to give away one of these tonight. We're going to play a game tonight. Anybody in the Den Pen is eligible. You just need to tell Pip that you want to play, that you wish to play, and you are in. I would start doing that now. Pip Helix will be the one who adds up the scores for the winner. She'll be keeping track. If you're deemed the winner, then you will email me at davin@davincomedy.com, and I will email you the code for you to get your one-year subscription of the Surf Easy Total VPN Security. Then just go to surfeasy.com and register. If you're not here for me in 48 hours after you email me at davincomedy@mail.com, because sometimes things vanish. Just the way it is. But either way, you're going to get your prize. If there's a tie, the tie will be broken by a round of Sudden Death Davin's Den Show Trivia. Okay. So some of you like to surf the internet for porn. There's nothing wrong with that. Nobody wants to be caught looking at porn, and one of the greatest fears is somebody will open up your browser and see your cookies or what you've been looking at, right, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Or other things you've been looking at.
Uh-huh.
Cookies.
Surf Easy takes care of that, and nobody will ever know that you're a naughty little boy or girl again.
Hmm.
Yes. So here's the deal. Pornhub is a free internet porn site that keeps track of who visits their site and various statistics relating to that. So we're going to play Pornhub Hooray. We're going to have three rounds. So everybody wants to play. Make that known to Pip Helix right now. Pip, I'm going to give you a couple seconds to start writing it down.
Yes.
Joe and Pip are going to play, but they're not eligible for the prize. But they're going to play too. So as soon as Pip...
I sure use it.
It's a great product. Everybody could use it, Joe. You can't go wrong with it. Do we have a lot of participants so far?
Let's see.
Read them off to us.
Well, so far I have Crimson Cat.
All right.
Softly, softly.
Softly, softly.
There's a no.
There's a no?
Yes. There's a no thanks. Oh, there's scamming scammers.
All right. I'm sure Trucker Tom will want to play.
Trucker Tom has gone to bed early because he had to get up early.
Oh.
He came in to chime in with that one thought. He said, I had to come in and say this. So I said the one thing he said, and he's like, okay, back to sleep. I'm like, you woke up for that?
It's a shame. All right. Anybody else?
See anybody else?
Huh.
I got scamming scammers. Thank you.
Diva Donnie in there?
No, not tonight. There's some folks that are being shy.
Okay. Well, you don't have to give us your name. You know, you could just say,
Yeah, you could just.
All right. So what do we got? We got two people?
Three.
Got three people. Got a 33% chance of winning. 33% chance.
Those aren't bad odds.
No. Those are very good odds. So let me find my little music. I thought there'd be a lot more tonight, but okay.
So did I.
Might be a bad night for people.
Oh, Lizzie's going to play.
Lizzie's going to play. 25% chance now.
There you go.
Anybody else?
Anybody else want to win?
I'll give you a countdown, and then we're going to start. Cause
yeah.
Then...
Come on. Surf Easy for a whole year.
It's really
protective. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Really 10. Good deal. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, there you go. So we got the four contestants. Read them off for us, Pip Helix.
We have Crimson Cat, Softly Softly, Scamming Scammers, and Lizzie.
All right.
Ruthless Radio can't play because they are lifting weights.
Really?
Yes.
You're lifting weights?
And listening, yes.
Okay.
That's cool.
Don't drop a weight on yourself.
Yeah, really.
Ding! Oh! All right. So this, like I said, there's three rounds. This round is about countries who listen to porn more.
Okay.
Two countries heading off. Each answer is worth a point. The first one, who listens to more porn? It's like in time. So like not many vids, like how long they listen for. Like
a duration.
Yes, duration.
Oh, duration.
Yes.
Listening to porn?
Yes.
Okay.
So, hold on. Somebody's digging me now, and it could be important.
It's a problem only you can solve.
It usually is, Joe. Well, I don't have God at my disposal full time, unfortunately. If I did, I'm sure he could solve it for me.
One latecomer, Morgaine's in.
Right on.
All right.
Morgaine is in. All
Morgaine
right.
Is
nice,
in.
Nice.
Yes. Don't be shy, you guys.
Oh, you know what, Trucker Tom? Trucker Tom.
He's emailing you?
Yeah, you know what, Trucker Tom? The odds would have gone to zero if I had played.
Then get in the chat room and be a big boy.
Apparently, Trucker Tom is a Pornhub connoisseur, and he knows all the statistics, you perv. Well, Trucker Tom, if you want to get in, now's the time, because I'm about to start this.
He wants to defend his crown.
It's not that game.
I know, but he's got a porn crown, and he wants to defend it.
There'll be other games that don't involve
porn.
What's
a porn crown? Look like a bunch of peckers all going around?
Yeah, like a bachelorette party, like you see, Joe.
Right, yes. Right.
All right, here we go. So you got to pick a country here. It's head-to-head country, 1 point each. We got everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we have them all five. All
right, that's great. Who listens to more porn in duration? The USA or Italy? Joe, you go first.
I would say Italy.
You would say Italy. Write down, keep Joe's score. Pip Helix?
I'd say the U.S.
You would say the U.S. Yep. You're proud red, white, and blue.
Yes, and really red.
Well, they watch a lot of porn, it's going to be. But at least they won't have the blue with the balls.
That's right.
Has everybody weighed in? Are we still waiting?
I'm waiting for, okay, Morgan says USA.
Morgan says USA.
All right, Crimson says USA.
Crimson says USA. A lot of Patriots.
Lizzie says Italy.
Lizzie says Italy. The Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Come on, you guys.
Let's go, kids.
Scamming scammers, softly, softly, I need you. Italy, softly, softly. And scamming scammers comes in with Italy. We have all the votes are in.
All the votes are in.
Yep.
The United States listens to more porn than Italy.
Yeah!
Really?
The USA spends about 10 minutes and 39 seconds.
That's all?
Italy spends 8 minutes and 9 seconds. Apparently everybody's very... I like to make a day of it.
No.
But apparently people have things to do.
Right.
All right.
Losers.
So you have everybody's score so far.
I do.
All right. The next one. Again, two countries. Pick which one. Okay. We'll start with Pip Helix on this one.
Okay.
Who listens to more porn? Japan or Mexico? Pip Helix?
Oh, Japan.
She goes very confident. Like Godzilla and a schlong.
I am positive. Oh, no. There goes Tokyo. Look at my Godzilla.
Oh. Very confident with the Japan. Joe?
I'm going to have to go with Japan.
You're going to go with Japan?
Yeah, that creeps over there.
That creeps over there. And you figure the Mexicans are busy sneaking over the border, so they don't have time for those type of things.
I think that the Japanese have more access to the internet than Mexico does.
Oh, good point.
Are there's points.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are there points that we need to discuss?
Yeah. Looking at the economic points.
I didn't know we were going to need a PowerPoint presentation for this.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I know.
Okay, you know what?
Is everybody in?
Yeah, everybody's in, and it's a sweep. Everyone guessed Japan.
Japan across the board.
Japan
across the board.
Jackson Cat says just what Joe said. How much internet does Mexico have?
You know what, boys and girls? Mexico.
Really?
No!
Mexico!
No!
Don't underestimate the Mexicans.
Really?
Sure. They they spend 8 minutes and 43 seconds. The Japanese, only 7 minutes and 14 seconds. Now, here's a piece of logic. If it's men,
right,
the Asians stereotypically have a smaller penis. So if you're stroking it, you don't have as much to go up and down, so maybe you don't need as much time.
So they can go faster. They're just friggin' efficient, is what the Japanese
they
are.
The Japanese are very efficient in what they do.
Yeah. I want to throw you a really on that, but that makes sense.
Sure, Joe. I think deep and hard about this.
Oh, God, the chat says, Japanese technology.
Jackasses.
Must finish. Quick, get back to work.
All right.
Manager not happy.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Nobody.
Manager not happy.
Here we go.
It's horrible to come too long.
You ready for the next one?
Yes.
Yeah.
The United Kingdom, England, or Spain? Joe, who do you think?
Wait. Well, I'm sorry.
United Kingdom. Which is England.
What was the question?
It's the same thing, or Spain.
Oh.
I would say the United Kingdom.
You go with the United Kingdom.
Yes.
Pip?
I am on the fence about this.
Well, that's one way to do it.
I'm
coming to fall off.
I'm going to split the difference and say Spain.
I'm going to split the difference?
Between the two of us.
Okay.
Not only the rain falls mainly on the plane.
Something else. They've seen the Austin Powers movies, apparently.
Yeah. That's a man, baby.
Yeah, baby.
The United Kingdom spends 9 minutes and 34 seconds looking at porn. Spain spent 7 minutes and 55 seconds.
So anybody said UK got a point.
All right.
It's quite the game. All right, we got two more other countries, then we'll move on to the next round.
Okay.
All right?
So how many? Oh, we have a bunch of questions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't give a half-ass game when we're giving away to Sarfeezy.
Oh, good.
No, this is serious Pornhub hooray.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, good. I, for some reason, I... Well, never mind.
You're a moron, that's why.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Hang on a second. I got some transcription to do here.
Transcription? Sounds dirty.
Yeah, I know. I like transcription.
Are you almost ready so we can go on?
Yes.
All right. All right. Now, again, two countries going head-to-head.
Okay.
Who listens to more porn, or watches more porn? Germany or France? Pip Helix, Germany or France?
Germany.
Germany! Joseph?
Germany. Germany.
Germany. And the reasoning behind this, kids?
Is they're pretty depraved over there.
Well, they do like to put people in ovens, Joe.
You know, see, no, but...
Yeah, they're kind of a mess mentally. And I was thinking, stereotypically, that the French are romantic, but they're doing it with real people.
Okay.
Instead of watching.
So the crew both says the crew both says German.
Yes. That was my thing.
That's fine.
All right, let's see. We got Crimson Cats is Germany. And Morgane is coming in with Germany. And Lizzie with Germany. You guys vote the same a lot. And then Softly says France. And Scammick Scammer says France. We got voting blocks now.
Okay. Don't make me separate you, kids.
I know.
All right, kids. France spends 9 minutes and 16 seconds listening to porn. Germany spends 8 minutes and 7 seconds.
No, it's
really?
The French.
It's the French. They screwed you again, Joe.
And not well.
No.
Okay. Only two people got that.
This is not a game for the easy.
It is not.
Trucker
it's
Tom
a
was,
game for the surf easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah.
Very good.
Ah.
Trucker Tom was overconfident. Mm. All right. The last country, then we move on to the next round. Are you
okay.
ready? This one is very interesting. This is the whole world versus Brazil. The whole world versus Brazil. Joe, who watches more porn?
I would say Brazil.
You're going with Brazil.
I'm going with Brazil.
They have a wax named after them.
That's crazy. Okay, just for giggles, I'm saying Brazil.
You're going Brazil?
Yeah.
All right. Once again, the crew is unanimous in their decision. Interesting. We'll wait for the kids to weigh in. Denpen?
Oh, they will all tell the score after we do this one.
Yeah, we'll tell the score at the end of this round.
Yes. Ginger votes in.
You like the Jeopardy music, Joe?
Softly says the world.
All right.
Okay, we have all our votes.
All right. The world spends 8 minutes and 56 seconds listening to porn. So, by the way, USA kicks the world's ass.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Brazil spends 7 minutes and 47 seconds.
Oh, So the whole world won.
The world won.
Nice, tricky question.
And USA, we watch the most porn.
Yeah.
At least by Pornhub. So I got another thing here. Who's texting me now? Let's see. What do the people want for my life?
I'm going to do a short tally.
All right, do a short tally. Let me see if I can find some...
Some math music?
No, that's not the music I was looking for. Let's see, here we go. While you add. A little mood music.
Thank you.
This is why I was going to have you do it on the break. Because you adding does not make riveting radio.
No, it doesn't, but they were clamoring for a...
Who the hell runs the show?
You do, sir.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you want to give... Well, you might as well give it out now.
Yeah, okay. Crimson Cat and Softly are in the lead with 3 each.
You whores.
Scamming Scammers, Lizzie and Morgane are tied for 2 each. Joe and I have 1 each.
Wow. Well, I keep you guys so busy.
Yeah,
bad. All right, should we go to the next round?
Yeah.
All right, this round's a little different. Hold on a second.
Crimson Cat wants to know if I took off my shoes and was counting on my toes. No, smarty pants, kitty.
All right. This next round, this is 2 points each. It's one question, but there's 3 parts to it. So every part, you get 2 points. So you can earn 6. You can get 0 to 6.
Okay.
You understand?
Yep.
You're going to need 3 answers. Each one's 2 points each. You get credit for partial answers.
Okay.
Which 3 holidays decreased Pornhub traffic the most?
Oh, boy. We need three holidays.
Three holidays where people said, you know what? Not today. I'm going to get some fresh air and maybe dry hump somebody.
I need a definition. Like, would it be like a big public? It has to be a holiday or a big event, like a big sporting event.
Be any event, holiday, whatever.
Event or holiday?
Could, yeah, you know, it's porno. They don't have. They play loose and fast. Do we have answers from the crew?
Hold on a second. No.
I'll just keep on playing the music over and over again. Yeah, until no, I'm waiting for your answers from you.
I know.
Why? Don't cheat off their paper.
No.
You creep.
I was looking to see if they had worked out.
Don't you get? Just worry about yourself before you go.
Don't cheat off.
Denpen, cover your answers.
Mr. Hand.
Helix is trying to
Mr.
cheat.
Mr. Hand.
Miss Goody Two Shoes. I think not, Joseph.
Well, remember when the last time you went a little underhanded stuff with the pen?
Yeah.
Somebody had a snack.
Cat food, anybody?
I think I guess.
All right. So, Joe, you got your three in?
Yes.
Pip, you got your three in?
Yes, sir.
Joe, give me your three holidays.
Super Bowl, Christmas, and July 4th.
Super Bowl, Christmas. Ooh. Write those down. Keep track of those because we need them all. Super Bowl, Christmas, and July 4th. Super Bowl, Christmas. Now, is that Christmas Day or Christmas Eve? You got to be specific.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Okay. So now this is the whole world, right?
The whole world.
Okay.
The whole world. Everybody enjoys Pornhub.
Yes, they do.
All right. We got Joe's answers. Pip, what are your answers?
All right. My answers are the World Cup.
The World Cup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Christmas.
Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Day. And Mother's Day.
And Mother's Day. Really? We're not wanking on Mother's Day.
Maybe
we're looking at MILFs.
I would have a problem.
All right. Now, if you could read out the answers in the den pen.
All right. Let's see. I have to keep track, too. So, let's see. Who's done? All right. Lizzie said Christmas.
Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
They're not. They're just saying, I don't know if they knew that they had to say.
Well, I'm telling them now.
All right. So, anybody said Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? All right. So, let's see. Scammers, I need day or with softly.
All right. Softly. Hush, hush. I don't know why I went from softly.
I know. I was thinking that too.
Uh-oh. I was thinking that too.
All right,
weird.
So crimson.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Subliminal thing in there.
Yeah, we're all on the same wavelength. Mm. Maybe she's a Kajagoogoo fan.
Could be.
Whatever happened to them?
It's the same thing that happens to everybody with success. They left.
They lost their hair.
They lost their love. Did they?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Are we almost done there, Miss Helix?
Oh, no. This is complicated.
Really?
Sorry, it is.
The next one's really going to blow your mind.
All right, hang on.
Is it math on the next one?
Yes. You have to carry the one.
Oh, no. I'm done for.
All right. I'm done for. Pip done for. Carry the two. There's two for the rabbit ears.
Scammers, I need to know if it's Christmas Day or Christmas Eve.
All right, so take hers last, and we'll move on. Because you got everybody else? Oh, Christ sakes. Let me call God back. He knows the answers.
He sure does.
Ay, ay, ay.
This is tough. Okay, Lizzie says.
This isn't that tough.
But it is when you're rounding it up from everybody that's on the internet.
No, but they should all be able to go bink, 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 right by their name, three things. They're going to need to do that for the next round, too. We don't just give away a Surf Easy Total VPN. You earn a Surf Easy Total VPN.
Oh, Easter.
Easter. When God's coming back, put your schlong away.
Yeah.
He's looking at you. He didn't come back for you to be jerking off in the living room. Oh, knock it off.
That'd be embarrassing.
You are spanking it. Jesus walks in. Oops, sorry, my bad.
Well, I always thought it like be the worst place would be in a strip joint when you're looking, you know, and you're just sitting there going, okay. Jesus Christ, yeah, nice tits. No, Jesus Christ.
Does Jesus have to pay a cover?
No.
Okay.
We
good?
Finally.
All right, you want to read off their answers?
Okay. Crimson Cat says Mother's Day, Father's Day, and Super Bowl.
Mother's Day, Father's Day, and Super Bowl from Crimson Cat.
Yes.
All right.
Softly said New Year's.
New Year's Eve or New Year's Day?
New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
And Easter.
And Easter. Interesting.
Scammer says Easter.
Okay.
Christmas Eve and 4th of July.
Okay.
Lizzie said...
So apparently she thinks that we stop with our own fireworks and to go enjoy some other fireworks.
I know, this is funny.
that's why we're doing it, stupid.
I hope so.
I wasn't going to give him math problems.
Scamming scammers? Yeah, I did. Lizzie says Easter, Christmas Day, and the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Morgane says Easter. What the hell is that?
Really, you can't.
4th of July.
Okay.
And the Super Bowl.
All right.
And that, and we, Joe and I gave ours.
Yes. So here are the answers. Pornhub traffic decreases by 27% on the 4th of July.
No.
So give everybody who got that 2 points.
Wow. Okay.
Fourth. So make sure I give you a chance to tally that. Everybody got 2 points for that, for the 4th of July. All right?
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Well, clearly, because you didn't. If you would have guessed it, you would have guessed it.
Yes. Okay.
Christmas Day, Pornhub traffic goes down by 27%.
Wow.
I think a lot of people guess Christmas Day.
Because they're with family.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of creepy if you jerk off with a six-year-old running around.
God's happy to hear this.
Is he? I don't think God's happy to hear any of this, to be honest with you. I don't think God's going, well, there's a good contest.
Yeah, really.
Pornhub, hooray, yay.
Oh, wait a minute, Joe. You said Christmas. Which was it?
Christmas Day.
He's Joe said Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Okay.
I don't think anybody said Christmas Eve.
No.
Okay.
Scamming scammers did.
All right, don't get uppity.
I can't help myself.
Don't get uppity.
Okay. You're the reason why the neighborhood goes down in value, because of your uppity personality.
Get uppity, woman.
We got everybody in that. So now the final one, all right?
Okay.
The Pornhub traffic decreases the most on this day.
Okay.
New Year's Eve.
No.
I guess everybody thinks they're going to get laid. It goes down 34%.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay.
Pornhub would not lie to you, ma'am.
Wow.
Watch the ball drop while your balls drop.
Sure.
I'm shocked.
Okay. We're not going to add it up now, but you have everything now. You're going to add up all the answers on the break, right?
Yeah, I am.
All right. We're going to play the final round. These are 1 point each, but you can earn up to three because there's three ants. Because you don't understand what I'm saying?
Oh,
right.
I didn't put my grid together very nicely.
No,
knowing how it was going to go.
No, I should have consulted with you.
Yes, you should have.
I probably won't, though, next time.
No, I know you won't.
I probably won't even let you know that we're doing a show next time. Probably just keep it a secret.
I didn't get the memo. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so remember, there's a bunch of questions. For each one, it's three parts to each one. Each part is worth 1 point. You can get up to 3 points. Does everybody understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. These are about search terms, the most popular search terms in each particular country. This is going to be fun.
Oh, God.
You understand what I'm asking for, Joe?
Yeah, three search terms.
Yeah, so like if it was like, you know, dwarfs or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, something on top of my list.
okay.
Or feeders on Pip's list.
Oh.
All right, so everybody understands.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go slowly with this one. The USA. From everybody, I need three search terms, the most popular search terms for the USA.
Okay.
All right? Joe, Pip, write yours down. Everybody write yours down. USA popular search terms.
Scamming scammers, is that a comment or is that what your guess is? Oh, Lord. All right.
Isn't this the best way to give away a Surf Easy?
Yes.
Well, because if you look at it, Surf Easy can hide your identity.
That's true.
You know, nobody wants to be a clot looking at the Pornhub. No. I mean, it's a delightful sight, but it's hard to explain to the missus.
Delightful.
Sure it is. They got fabulous things. Fabulous things.
I think you'd like to explain to the missus, look, we did this once.
Yeah, sure. See, that's a good idea, Joe.
Oh, boy.
All right, is everybody in for the USA?
You know what? I don't see... Wow, okay, no, they have not figured this out. Okay, now you guys have to put three different search terms in here, and I'm not really getting what you're doing here. Crimson Cat's the first one to line up with three good search terms.
All right, so we'll read Crimson Cat's,
okay.
And then we'll give the others a chance to catch up.
All right, they're
it's a very complicated game.
Okay, I don't think they got that.
No, right. Clearly not.
All right.
We'll play next year.
All right. Shall I start reading what you're saying here?
Yes, you
okay.
should.
Okay. Crimson Cat said fetish, threesome, and scat.
Scat?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it rhymes with cat.
Scamming scammers came up with sex.
Basic.
Women and sports?
Really? Wow. All right.
Sounds like hobbies.
Sounds like on a profile if you want to meet somebody.
Ruthless, you can't jump in now. Go back.
Ruthless can. I mean,
right.
There's a lot of points to be had.
I know, but Ruthless wasn't playing all along.
Well, Ruthless might be an expert on search terms. Who am I to say? He's lifting weights, or she's lifting weights for a reason.
Let's see.
I'm waiting on you, Pip.
All right, so hold on a second. This is okay. Ruthless came in with anal, MILF, threesome, and then said, it's one search.
wow.
Kill three burns with one stone?
Yeah, really. Morgan says S&M, fetish.
Okay.
And anal.
Ah, anal popular all of a sudden.
You said a mouthful.
Well, no, I said an asshole.
Well, Lizzie is coming in with big tits.
Ah, well, Lizzie, welcome to the program. You can come in with your big tits anytime you'd like.
Gay.
And well, not if you're gay.
Three songs.
Ah, okay.
Back up some interesting. Let's see. Okay, Scary Skimmer says, I'm Australian. Give me a break.
Kangaroo.
Softly, you crashed, right? Come up with three terms, softly.
Three American search terms.
Yeah.
Crash. Like this bit. Let's go, Softly. Let's go. Well, we're moving on without you. I'm not stopping the whole damn show.
Yeah. I'm just standing up to make sure I didn't miss something.
You missed plenty. The porn music's kicking in nicely, though, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah. Softly, it was three search terms.
Three most popular search terms in America.
So come up with three search terms that you'd use on Google to find porn.
Should I just move on? Should we? I mean, there's more opportunity here. I'm not stopping the whole show. How do you know it's a heart? All right. Same as above. Whoever they have above. All right, well, we're moving on. I can move on. I can move on to another country.
All right, well, you know what? We're going to have to move on softly. Go on.
All right, so do you want the American term? Should I give you the American term?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait, Joe,
I didn't give you my term.
No.
Joe, what were your terms?
Lesbian, anal, and threesome.
Pip, what were yours?
Lesbian, big cock, and anal sex.
Well, softly, do you have some ideas now?
We put some things in the suggestion box.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Tracy Cat, Rod Stewart is a fourth search for you. That one doesn't count.
All right. The most popular three search terms, no particular order, in the USA. Are you ready, Pip Healy?
I am ready.
Are you ready, Joe Curry?
Yes.
Teen. Cream pie.
Oh!
MILF.
Really?
Well, according to Pornhub, and I don't think they want. Somebody had MILF.
Yeah. Ruthless Radio came up with MILF.
Well, there you go. One point each.
Cool.
1 point for each correct search.
Wow.
All right, so we move on to the next country?
I didn't get any of those.
Joe, you have your own particular interests. I don't feel bad about them. You're still important in your opinions. You search for whatever you want to search for, Mike.
Oh,
yes. I don't want to take that from you. All right, we move on. The United Kingdom. Are we ready?
Yes.
For Christ's sakes, what are you doing over there?
She's got a whole chat room of people on this.
I got a whole show to run. You don't see me coming up to work, Joe.
You're not running the chat with the...
No, I'm running the show.
And the score.
Yeah, the score. Well, that's what I said. You're going to add it up on the break.
I know.
You'll be back.
I know.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. The UK.
The music is too loud.
Maybe I don't want to hear that. The only thing that's keeping me sane. There it is. I like that.
I know. The three terms in the United States, because they didn't hear it, was teen, cream pie, and MILF.
Teen, cream pie, MILF.
Yeah. Now we're going to the UK.
Yes. We need three search terms for the UK. Pip, what are your three search terms?
Okay, for the UK?
Yes. That could be one of them.
Well, I'm trying to think of UK terms. I'm going to say tits.
That sounds British to me.
Yeah. Fanny. Yeah.
Okay.
And anal.
Well, I see you're focused on one part of the region. Joe?
I go gay.
Yes, you do. Isolate that. Nothing wrong with that.
Wow. Walked into that one. Yeah.
Well, or it's going to walk into you. Whatever you prefer, Joe.
You guys in the chat, start coming up with your three UK search terms.
Don't yeah, you guys
us.
Should be doing this while you guys.
Yes,
in the
don't
chat.
Wait on us. Don't wait on us. Yeah. Just go right to it.
Yeah,
I had.
Did you, Joe? You
went,
had gay.
You went gay.
Was it fabulous?
Gay, threesome, and cuckold.
Threesome and cuckold.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I wouldn't think. Oh boy! Oh no! There's one of them I won't say.
No, you have to.
I will tell you.
Oh, is it C-U-N-T?
Oh, wait a second. Okay, now Lizzie. Yeah, it is.
All right.
Lizzie said, I'm trying to. They don't use collars, so I'm trying to figure out: is it anal threesome or anal?
If you guys. Wow, that's asking a lot.
A lot of asses in there.
Sure.
I would go anal and then comma threesome.
Yeah, guys, if you could use proper punctuation.
No, I'm kidding.
Isn't a joke block.
All right, so Morgan says gay.
Apparently, gay. Everybody thinks
it's an anal threesome. Your asshole will have to look like the Holland Tunnel.
Joel be pissed off at the end of it. I don't want to pay a toll for this. I just want to speed right through that hole.
Dick, see you next Tuesday, and porn.
Porn.
The word porn itself.
I'm on Pornhub and I'm searching for porn.
That's like going into. It's like going to a car dealership. I'm looking for a car.
What type of car? A car. All right.
Well, and this is last saying anal. Anal schoolgirl.
My favorite type.
And spanking.
Oh.
All right. If they get part of a word.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. Okay.
So, Softly is not participating anymore?
No. Softly and Scamming are both back in.
Oh, okay. So you got everybody.
Yeah. Softly was the one that came up with the word that I won't say.
Softly is a dirty one. In the UK, the three most popular search terms are British. Lisa Ann. She's a porn star.
Lisa Ann
and lesbian.
British itself is a word?
Yes.
British
like
porn?
British girls. Well, they probably like British girls.
Because it's an American site, yeah.
Oh, okay. So British.
We usually tank that and
lesbian.
That in.
Lesbian.
When we
okay,
wank
so
off.
I don't think anybody got that.
My God, nobody got any of them.
That's it. We'll move on. We'll go to Germany. In the chat room, while Joe and Pip are thinking of their answers, you guys start putting your answers down.
Yeah.
Three most popular German terms. Three most popular German terms. Oh, if only Trucker Tom was participating. I'm sure he'd have some unique ones for this.
Start waiting with Germany.
All right, Joe, what do you got?
Anal.
Yes, of course you do. It's gay and anal for you, a one-track mind, mister.
Anal, scat, and pissing.
Wow. Ooh. Anal, scat. So basically, you don't want to shake the hand of a German that you meet.
No, nine.
Nine. Anal, scat, and pissing.
Yes.
Pip Helix.
Wow, that's really scary. Let's see. I'm gonna go with threesome.
Why wouldn't you?
Why not? Gay and anal.
A lot of gay and anal. People are just going on the Pornhub for the gay and anal.
What's this?
Start reading off the answers you got while they fill it in.
Is it gay, lesbian? Well,
no, they're different.
Consider gay to be man on man and lesbian girl on girl.
Yeah, okay. Really?
Please differentiate.
Yeah. So,
all right, start reading the ones you got.
Oh, I don't have any yet. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, it's coming like a gay anal wave.
Yeah, BDSM.
Ah!
Domination.
Oh,
I see the way they think Germany works. Mm. And submissive.
Who's that?
This is Crimson Cat.
All right. As opposed to Crimson Scat.
Yeah. Softly is passing on this. Okay, chicken. Come on, you could earn some.
I don't know why you wouldn't just throw things in.
I know, just throw in anything.
Exactly. We're not judging you.
You see, one of the answers was Lisa Ann. Just throw in anything.
Sure.
You know? It doesn't have to be disgusting.
It doesn't.
But it helps.
You guys are all guessing that way.
It doesn't have to be disgusting, but it helps.
Okay, now we see anal, big tits, and domination.
All right.
I think we have a certain idea about how the Germans roll.
We certainly do.
Lizzie has threesome.
Okay.
Lesbian and porn.
Okay.
Scamming scammers says sexy, anal, orgy. Oh, that sounds like a title of a show.
I like a sexy anal orgy.
Okay. Let's see.
We got everybody. Is Ruthless still in?
Let's see. Softly, softly came up with boob. Okay, come on.
I come up with them every Tuesday night.
Here they are. Come on. Come on.
All right, stop cajoling them. We don't have all night with this bit.
All right.
Let's go.
She can't think of
all right. All right. Ruthless is out?
No, that's no. Softly, softly. Ruthless, yeah, is out.
All right.
Ruthless said, Ruthless is hitting on Crimson Cat.
All right. Have fun with that.
But said, just looked up Lisa Ann on X Hamster. Got this back. Lisa Ann loves big black cock doubles penetration. Oh, boy. No wonder she's a popular search term. All right.
I gotta love a porn star with a little bio.
Yeah, really?
All right, softly, likes softly. Come on, likes one more. Dislikes.
All right, let's go. I'm going to start reading these off. I don't have time for softly,
all right,
softly.
This
isn't the SATs.
I know.
Come on now. All right, the three popular search terms are German, Deutsch, and teen.
Wow.
German, Deutsch, and teen.
What you think we learned from this? None of them.
Well, I that's why I'm going this way with it so you guys can learn. All right, we go to France now.
Okay.
We go to France. Joe has a little smirk on his face. The French have screwed him before. He's hoping he doesn't get screwed this way, by the way.
Okay.
Joe, what are your three French terms?
I'm writing them down.
I know, but it helps on the radio if you could read, write at the same time.
Okay, it's France.
France.
Lesbian.
Lesbian.
And gay.
Gay.
You ever hear of gay Paris, stupid?
Okay. Okay. All right, Joe, I can't argue that. Have you heard of gay Paris, stupid? Fine, Joe. I don't think stupid's in the search term either, but Pip, what are yours?
Okay, so I'm now, because I know that I have no hope, really, because they think very strangely on these terms. All right, I'm just going to go with what I've just learned. France, teen, and croissant.
What?
I did that to amuse myself.
It's a cream pie, not a croissant. Get it right.
I think you're alone in that.
A croissant's not sexy. A cream pie is delightful.
Okay, you guys in the chat.
Watch this croissant.
Until I beg for you. Give me France.
Yeah, I mean, these guys, they have to, as soon as I ask the question, they have to start typing.
I know. They're not getting that part. They're listening.
As soon as I ask the question, you start typing.
This is like the SATs.
It
all
really
right, open your booklets.
All right. Do we have anybody in the chat? I got to start putting a timer on this.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Crimson Cat is following my lead by taking France, French/France, lesbian, and éclair.
Éclair?
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you hear music somewhere?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So who's that?
Let's
that
see. Who's that? Lizzie. Lizzie.
Oh, because the music's still playing.
France?
Tired, Joe.
Oh, okay. So, wait a minute. Lizzie says French maid.
Very specific.
Teen.
You wouldn't want an Austrian maid. It would be cold and distant.
Cream pie.
Ah, cream pie.
Ah, the favorite.
Morgaine has got France, teen, and wine.
Wine?
Oh, wow. Okay, so with Scamming Scammers has got French, sex, and teen. Okay.
All right, now. Is that everybody?
Yes, everybody.
I need a ruling from the judges on this one.
Okay.
Scamming Scammer says French, right?
Yes.
Scamming Scammers is the only one who said French. I was going to give credit for people that said France, but I think the fact that Scamming Scammer says French means that if you said France and it's not on the list, you don't get credit for it.
Well,
I would say France would count.
French/France.
But nobody else said French. She said French. So you want to give everybody credit for that? Want to give everybody a point for that?
Everybody should get a point
for
that.
Yeah, I did.
All right. So so French was one of them.
Okay.
Français was the other one. Mm. Was another.
Oh.
And bourré. I don't know what that is.
How do you spell that?
B-E-U-R-E-T-T-E. Bourrette or bourrette.
I don't know.
No, nobody got it.
Wow.
Nobody got that. All right.
No.
Let's go. Okay. We go. Now, guys, as soon as I say this, start writing.
Start your engines.
Italy. What are the three terms for Italy?
scintillating.
That's all right. You know, everybody's right. And Joe, what do you got for Italy?
Italy, Italia, and breasts.
Three words I love, Joe.
Italia and breasts.
I'm sure Pip's going to have, like, a pizza in there since she had croissant last time.
Well,
what do you got, Pip?
I'm going to say Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's see. Boobs.
All right.
And Mama.
And Mama. Mama. Mama Mia.
She had the breasts like a mama had.
Yes.
Big and saggy, the way I like them. Like I melt the
balls. Meatballs.
I melt the balls. Those are some good spicy breasts. That's a spicy nipple. Ah, just like Mama used to make. I remember sucking on Mama's breast. I was up until I was 15. You can't find breasts like that. Thank you, Pornhub.
You must not wean on my breasts anymore. You must go.
Go.
Okay, now you have to pick three words, Lizzie. You can't go four.
Oh, Christ.
I know.
This is not a bright group tonight.
They're mesmerized.
I might have to play punish. I might have to play punishment music just because of the performance by these people, Joe.
What?
No, don't chase them out.
Nothing's wrong with macaroni, but there's four words. You just can't add.
All right, maybe you do.
All right, I'm going to start reading them off. Take the first three she picked.
Wait.
We got to move quicker with this.
You know what?
Are they in there?
Yeah.
Then I can start reading it, and you can continue to write. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
So everybody answered?
No.
Whoever didn't answer, you're out. Unless you get it by the time before I start reading the next sentence. We're not going all night with this. Things taking too long as it is. We got other things to do. All right, you ready? Here we go. For Italy. Joe, you ready?
Yeah.
Italian. Sarah Tomasi. I guess she's a porn star. An amatoriale.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. Anybody get that?
That must mean amateur. Like amateur porn.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And what was that? What was that word again?
Amatoriale.
Yeah.
That's amateur. Very good. But you'd have to say it in Italian to get that right.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Guessed one of the words is Vatican.
Wow.
Holy smokes. Scamming scammers is a creep.
Wow.
All right, we're going to move. As soon as I read this, start answering. All right, Joe, you ready?
Yeah.
Japan, Joe. I need three terms for Japan. You seem to think they're so perverted. Give me three terms for Japan.
Nippon, panties.
Oh, very good.
And schoolgirl.
Okay. Nippon, panties, and schoolgirl. Pip, write down yours, please, and share them with us.
It's going to sound like I'm
right.
Jumping off of him.
Well, you know what? As long as you say something, I'll be happy.
I'm scamming off of Joe here, but I think schoolgirl is definitely one of them. And I'm going to say pussy. And
of course you are.
Yes. And threesome.
All right. Start reading. And have they all written down? Start writing it down.
Scammer, lesbian, let's see, we got more games coming in with Japanese.
Okay.
Oh, another schoolgirl.
You can't have too many. It's like a compound party.
Oh, that's really anime is popping up.
Ah, very good.
Okay, Crimson Cat says.
Remember we were watching all that stuff? We're working down
on the huge like wall screen. Joe.
Marvel's place, yeah.
Good times. We're like the tentacle was like going through the woman.
Yeah.
Nothing hotter than a woman impaled.
Yeah.
Are you almost caught up, Pip?
Ridiculous.
All right, read
them. It says, Toucan Chew. Ridiculous. Okay. All right, we got them.
Huh, not on Clutch and Wiggle tonight.
Oh, no kidding.
That's weird.
Yeah.
All right. I wonder what's going on with their signal. We got disconnected.
Oh, damn. down.
That's weird. All right. My phone dinged, and I wanted to know why. I don't know. All right. Ready for the terms?
Ready.
Here we go. The terms for Japan are Japanese. I believe somebody got that.
Yes.
Japanese wife.
Oh.
And Japanese MILF.
Oh, wow. All right.
So, some excellent guesses.
Yeah.
Just not correct.
Wow, so somebody got Japanese. Okay, I see. There's one. Crimson got that. Morgane got that. You went with Nippon, Joe, so that's not good.
No.
Yeah, but otherwise, that's you there.
I thought it was very creative by the people.
Yeah, it was good. Do we have any other countries?
Yeah, we got three more countries.
Okay.
Spain. All right, guys, Spain. Give me three terms for Spain.
Spain. Green, plain.
Really?
Yes.
That's what you're coming up with?
Yeah. Okay. Spanish. I don't think they would know what MILF means. Sexy wife. And
oh, now it's back. Now we're back on clutch.
Oh, okay.
That's weird.
And just the word porn itself.
Well, you can't go wrong with the wrong word porn, even though you're already looking at porn. It's kind of weird, but
well, they redundancy is okay in porn.
That's why they loop the scenes, Pip.
That's right.
It's the same theme every time.
All right, Joe, give me your three.
Spanish.
Okay.
Breasts.
Okay.
And threesome.
All right. Spanish, breasts, and threesome.
Okay.
Pip.
I already gave mine, so more game.
I didn't hear him.
Oh, Spanish, sexy wife, and porn.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I knew that.
All right.
Morgane says Spain. Oh, wait a minute. No, Spanish, wine, and MILF.
Three things you need.
Okay. Crimson Cat says
do it.
Espanol. Beverly Lynn. Do you have some inside information there?
Oh.
And midget.
Midgets!
Midgets.
Okay. Lizzie comes in with Spanish, wine, and threesome.
Wine.
I don't know why the wine is so popular.
Apparently, you need to. Apparently, once you're already on the Pornhub, you need wine to think so that hopefully the models are drunk.
Well,
too.
The Spanish, the wine, you know, Spanish.
It's not the
wine.
First. Not the first nationality we've heard wine though, Joe.
No, several of them. Okay.
Clearly, women
like the sangria.
Clearly, women. Men are not going. Let me search for wine.
No,
I want to see this bitch covered in Merlot.
No, you know what? I think that's a popular thought here. At least our chat.
I want some box wine in her box. Let's go. I might go on Pornhub tomorrow just to search for wine. All right. Here are the three Spanish terms. Okay. Spanish.
Yay.
All right. Got that.
Casting.
Casting?
Yeah, sure. Like they auditions. Come into an... Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Not fishing casting. Like they come into audition. Ooh, you want to be a porn star? Right. What will you do? Touch yourself. Next thing you know, she's got a cock in her mouth.
You know,
that's pretty much the theme on that, yeah.
It's the way you guys got this gig.
That's the way I've heard it.
Yeah. Pretty much what I call Thursday.
Sure. And amateur. So, Spanish casting amateur. Spanish casting amateur. Two more. You guys ready?
Yep.
Mexico. Three terms for Mexico. I need three terms for Mexico. Mexico was underestimated in the first round. People felt that they did not have the internet. Now that we've established they do have the internet, hopefully people will not underestimate the Mexicans and their porn search. I'm expecting one of you people to come up with tortilla, because apparently there's a lot of hungry people in there. Or cerveza, or Corona, because that's how you people think. So we're going to need, these britches need to be liquored up to do what they're about to do, and they're going to have it on film. Joe, give me your three Mexican terms.
Mexico, amateur, and MILF.
Mexico, amateur, and MILF. Mexico, amateur, and MILF.
Okay, and I said Mexican, amateur, and tuna taco.
Pip's hungry again. So she's a feeder.
Oh, no. Ruthless Radio says Mexican porn equals donkey show. Those are not search terms unless you
that's
have
an opinion.
One.
You know, that's a cliche. Not everything in porn in Mexico is a donkey show.
Really? Elaborate. Speak what you know, Joe.
I have come here to clean the pool.
Okay, Lizzie is in with teen, Mexican, and the ever popular big tits.
But Lizzie has like this whole fetish with tits.
Yeah.
Lizzie like
who
just,
doesn't?
Lizzie just like wants to see a nice girthy penis and between some big tits. That's what Lizzie's going for. Maybe a glass of wine to get the mood going, but definitely some big tits.
Oh, yeah.
Flapping all over the place. Maybe somebody's getting a black eye with these tits. There's definitely big tits. Tits so big that you need a bigger screen. You cannot watch this on your phone or your tablet. You need a big screen desktop computer to enjoy this porn. That's how big these tits are that Lizzie is constantly talking about.
Especially formatted screen.
Especially a pig-titted formatted screen. Screen. You got everybody?
Not yet.
All right.
All right, so Crimson. Okay, there you are. All right, so... Oh, Latina.
Latina.
Ah, very good choice.
And chicks with dicks.
Chicks with dicks.
We haven't had one of those this evening.
Well, speak for yourself.
Other than Pat Nixon.
We had Mexican porn girls. Lizzie said teen, Mexican, and big tits. We went over that. And Morgan said Mexican senorita, senora MILF.
Senora MILF.
Oh, God.
All right. I'm going to need a ruling again here.
Okay.
Mexican is not on there.
Oh.
Mexicana is. That's the female. I don't think they're the same, to be honest with you.
I think that because we're Americans, we don't think in the terms of making it a feminine versus a male.
Like, this is Pornhub stuff, not mine.
Like, this is, like, we're Americans. We're not Americans.
Not everybody playing.
No, but, no, but I mean, like, you don't say Australian and Australiana.
But there's been other clues where it's already been in the language.
True. I don't know. I think Mexican would be simultaneous with Mexicana.
What do you think, Joe?
I would allow them both.
You'd allow them both?
I'd allow them both.
All right. So Mexican / Mexicana.
Okay. So that works.
Teen. I think somebody had teen in there.
Yeah, I think so.
Lisa Ann. Very popular.
Lisa Ann.
Very popular.
Who is this bitch?
Well, somebody who is more popular than you.
No, there's no teen this. Oh, wait. Lizzie had teen.
Of course she did.
Yeah.
She wants a teen with big tits.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Paging Kumia. Anyway. Last one. The last country, all right? And then we're going to take our break. Pip will add this up on break, and we're going to tell you who won the Surf Easy. If there's a tie, we'll break the tie.
All right.
Last country, Brazil. Oh. Brazil. Brazil. This should be a good one. Brazil. Who's going to? Joe's thinking. Joe actually looked at the clock and said, maybe I can get some inspiration. There's a poster of a New York Jet. What would he say if he wanted to look up some Brazil? If he was in Brazil.
God, that's funny. What would Sanchez look for?
A dirty one.
A dirty one.
He's Mexican, though, Joe. He's not Brazilian.
Right.
Joe, give me your three Brazilian terms, please.
Brazil, teen, and MILF.
Brazil, teen, and MILF.
Okay.
Interesting. Brazil, teen, and MILF. Pip Helix?
Okay. I'm going to say Brazil.
Brazil.
Topless.
Topless.
And wax.
Wax. Why not? They don't get enough of it.
Morgane. Ah, Morgane is on to the big tits now.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Everybody can enjoy big tits.
Sure.
I don't think Lisa Ann's that hot.
Joe's doing a search right
she's
now.
She's got a big she's got a big booty ass. That's probably why big tits. That's probably why she's popular, but she don't do anything for me. And big lips, big puffy fake lips.
So Joe, she will not be on your Facebook page commenting on
she
everything.
She won't be in my spank bubble neither.
Oh, right. Well, we're glad that the phone could be of use to you. All right, Joe. That's the brother. Somebody already said who she's doing. She's doing the brothers.
Yeah, the brothers would like this.
Of course they would.
Okay.
She's a girl with a booty.
Let's see. Lizzie jumped on the big tits wagon.
Lizzie is always on
the big
tits. Big
tits wagon. Hey, it's the big tits wagon.
Yeah.
Featuring a threesome and anal. Yeah.
I hope them wagon wheels don't roll over them big tits.
Be careful of them kidnaps. Sometimes you fall off that wagon there. I seen one of those horses' hooves get on one of them. Took the areola out. You got to be careful on it. Everybody on the big tit wagon, boys. He's going to town.
Big tit town.
Wait a second. Now you got four words there, give her the Crimson Cat.
Then take the first three. We are moving on. This game is ending. We are moving on.
Okay. Wait a second. Let's see. Who am I waiting for? Scamming scammers. Stop yelling that we didn't pick Australia and pick some words, would you?
Yeah, all right. You know what, scamming scammers? Settle down. I'm not the one who's doing the Pornhub research.
Yeah, I need one more.
We'll go to your house and we'll find out what you look at.
All right. Scammers has got Brasilia.
Brasilia.
Waxing.
Very popular.
And dicks.
Now, before you go on, Brasilia and Brazil, can those be equal?
I would think they would.
I mean, that's been the kind of the pattern.
All right, that's what you guys are doing.
All right.
Is everybody in?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Brazil, here we go. Brazilian.
Yeah, okay, we got some of those.
Novena.
Novena?
I don't know, somebody
will look it up. She was probably a porn star.
Could be. And you know what? Often guest, but not often on the list tonight. But Brazil, you dirty little crumb bums. The final search time? Anybody want to take a guess right here? Joe?
Anal?
Pip? Joe?
Anal.
You know, you give you guys a second chance and you're all over the anal.
Ew.
It is anal.
Nah,
you should always get, when your impulse is anal, you should always go with your first impulse.
I should have gone anal.
You should have gone anal.
Isolate that.
So here's what we're going to do. On the break, Pip Helix is going to add everything up. All right? We'll be back in 10 minutes. We will tell you who won the Surf Easy. If there's a tie, we'll break the tie. Back in 10 minutes, we're going to listen to some Ryan Lee Brown. He's a Ghanaian rapper. So you're going
to... You got to be kidding.
No, he's actually pretty good. I like his stuff. I recommend it. He's very popular in Ghana. Mm-hmm. So he was kind enough to send me some of his stuff. I think you'll enjoy it. It's not in Ghanaian language. It's in English. It's good stuff. The best of Ryan Lee Brown.
Of course, Ruthless Radio says, I'm listening on Ruthless Radio. Well, of course you are.
I hope you are.
And we must add, Ruthless Radio is a fine affiliate, and we recommend checking us out on Ruthless Radio and the other fine shows on Ruthless Radio.
Okay, you can all hear us.
Okay, perfect. So now, we went to break, and Pip Helix told me, horror of horrors.
Yes.
There's a three-way tie. Who knows their Pornhub hooray better than anybody?
Well, first of all, because...
Who came in last?
Well, first of all... The last. Dragging in the very last, Lisa, who threw out an answer, even though she wasn't playing, with one answer.
Did she get it right?
Yes.
I bet it was anal.
I don't actually remember which one it was.
She was just watching?
She was watching everybody play, and she threw out an answer, and that was one of the answers.
That's weird.
So, 1 point for Lisa. 1 point for Ruthless Radio with MILF. That came up as one of the answers, and... Why not? Okay, then we had a three-way tie between two of the listeners and myself. 8 points.
Well, you don't get to win, so who cares?
I know, but 8 points for myself.
Okay.
Crimson Cat and Softly Softly, who, even though she wasn't participating in all the ones, had such a big score on one of the questions that could have done it. If you just kept throwing out terms for me, you could have been a contender.
Softly, you know what? Maybe Softly Softly walks away with the Surf Easy Total VPN.
Nope,
pitch, but
nope, because...
We had a tie, didn't we?
In a three-way tie for 9 points.
9 points.
Scamming Scammers. Lizzie, that's why I asked if you were still with us.
Okay.
And Morgane.
Morgane!
Ah. Yeah.
Here's how we're going to do it. We're going to break it. We're going to play Davin's Den Trivia. It is sudden death, but it's multiple choice, so you don't have to... No, but it's about the show, all right?
Wait, 1 second. Before we go on to do that?
Yes.
Do you know who had the most points?
Well, you just said there was a three-way tie.
Joe, with 10.
Oh.
No, really?
He can't win, though.
Story of his life.
I'm a creep.
Ruthless Radio says, anal three-way tie? Yes, yes. Yeah. Quite a picture.
Well, good job, Joe. Your knowledge of Pornhub is quite amazing and commendable.
I'm a creep.
Is there anything you'd like to say before we go on? Like to say something to your fans, your adoring public?
Yeah, I thought I lost, and I felt good about it. Now I figures.
You and Tom sitting in a tree.
Ugh.
Anal ING. All right. Are we ready for a little Davin's Den trivia?
Yeah.
First question. So if one person gets this and the other two don't, they win.
Yes.
Sudden death. You guys do not participate. You should know the answer.
Do not help us.
Do not laugh into the microphone and give things away either.
Okay.
All right. We ready, kids?
Yes.
In Joe's younger days, he was quite the gentleman. After one particular one-night stand, Joe had to leave for work, but the woman was still asleep. What did Joe do before he left? A, give her a kiss on the cheek. B, fart in her face. C, come on her leg. Again, I'll repeat that so everybody can answer. What did Joe do before he left his sleeping beauty? Did Joe give her a kiss on the cheek? fart in her face or come on her leg? A, B, or C?
All right, ladies.
They really? I repeat it. They still haven't weighed in?
They haven't weighed in. I'm waiting for...
I keep the surf easy. Enough of this crap.
I'm waiting for Scammy Scammers, Lizzie, and Morgane to come in.
Are they still in the chat room?
Yeah, all three of them are here.
For Christ's sakes. I'm going to put... Joe, can I play punishment music
here
tonight?
Are. Here they are.
No.
Why? You can take off your head.
It's going to take more time.
No, it is. But if ever there was a group that deserved to be punished, Joe.
Tonight, yes.
Like full song version.
Lizzie?
Like back to back. Lizzie, if you don't answer, you can't win.
Come on.
One last time I'm going to say, and then if Lizzie hasn't said it by time, then we go on without her.
Okay.
What did Joe do when this woman was sleeping and Joe had a rush run out? Joe had a parting shot. What did Joe do, the romantic that he is?
Oh, we have an answer.
All right.
All three of you poor damsels listen to the show all too much because you all knew that, see, he came on her leg.
Oh! Everybody guessed Joe would come on a lady's leg before.
Between me having 10 points and having a track record in ye olden days, I'm kind of a creep.
Ruthless Radio guessed that you farted in her face, and he just doesn't know how depraved we really are here.
No.
But Ruthless Radio's new.
I wouldn't have done that.
All right. Our second question. Everybody ready? So everybody's still involved.
Yeah.
All right. Pip's husband is in a cover band. What iconic band do they cover? A, the Ramones. B, Kiss. C, the Doors. What cover band, what band does Pip Helix's husband cover? We talk about it quite a bit on the show.
We do.
The Ramones, Kiss, the Doors.
Okay, you three, weigh in.
Christ's sakes. They need a special invitation.
There's a little bit of a lag.
There is. And
there's
a lag.
They're all over the country, some in the other parts of the world.
There's more of a lag. We've
got to be a little patient.
I am patient. We got stuff. We're not going to get to everything tonight.
Okay, let's see.
I don't think we're going to get to Belinda.
Lizzie?
I never did anything with Lizzie, no matter what she did. Why is Lizzie always last?
I don't know. She must be furthest away.
She's like probably going through like old shows, scrolling through. What are they saying?
I know. She's trying to like cram in an answer. Come on, Lizzie.
Let's go, Lizzie. If you don't get this now, I'm going
right.
to... There we go. Christ's sake, I got to threaten him.
And again, you people need lives. All three of you knew that Mr. Helix is in a cover band for the Ramones.
All right.
And Ruthless Radio jumping in with Hanson.
I could just see the sun coming up. All right. When Devin made a mixtape, what song?
Funny.
Really?
Stupid contest. All right.
All right. Who was the first ever co-host of Davin's Den? Was it A, Larry DeFelice, B, Joe Curry, C, Johnny Watson? A, Larry DeFelice, B, Joe Curry, C, Johnny Watson. First ever co-host. Who was it?
All right, you three.
Has Joe been here at the inception? Did I have somebody else before I stumbled upon Joe?
The musician says, hmm.
The musician says, hmm.
Oh, they're putting in letters.
Yeah.
As their answers.
Yeah, A, Larry DeFelice, B, okay. Joe Curry, C, Johnny Watson.
Okay, let's... Even people who aren't going for the money are jumping in.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. Nobody cares what you think. You people had your shots.
I know.
Stop giving them answers to cheat off of.
Let's see.
Larry DeFelice, A. Joe Curry, B. Johnny Watson, C. Who was my first ever co-host?
They all say A, Larry.
They all say Larry DeFelice.
Yes.
They're all wrong. It was Johnny Watson.
It was C.
I knew that. All right. Here we go. We move on. Christ, I'm going to have to come up with more questions.
I know.
Hamana.
I know. Who knew this was going to be this hard?
Joe was fired from which one of these bands? A, Race Odyssey. B, McClinton. C, Rotgut. Joe was fired from which one of these bands? A, Race Odyssey. B, McClinton. C, Rotgut.
The musician says, like, seriously? I don't know who the musician is.
I don't know who the musician is either. Well, if you're a musician, then you should know Joe's storied career.
It's a quick read.
Joe is fired from which one of these bands? A, Race Odyssey. B, McClinton. C, Rotgut. All excellent bands in their own right. Mm. But one of them said, no, sir, you have been banned. We do not need your services anymore.
All right, scamming and Lizzie, we need your answers.
For Christ's sakes, ladies, let's go.
I know.
I might just go with the first one from now on. That's what I might just do, whoever gets it first.
Well, you know, I don't know who has a longer lag time or whatever.
That's okay. Not my problem.
All right.
Is everybody in?
Yes.
All right, do we have some differentiation?
No. They all guessed Race Odyssey.
No, that's the band Joe's in.
I know.
Oh, Christ.
The only one who guessed something else was Ruthless Radio. B. McClinton.
Yeah, Ruthless Radio got it right.
I know. Ruthless Radio got it. They're not even in the running for this prize.
All right, here we go. Final one, then I make start making shit up.
Okay. Anyway,
Davin's Den has been fired from several radio stations.
I like this one.
Which is the only radio station that fired and rehired Davin's Den? A. Hawk Radio. B. Cyanet Radio. C. Clutch and Wiggle. So we've been fired by a bunch of stations. We pride ourselves on that.
I don't even know that answer.
Well, I do. A. Hawk Radio. B. Cyanet Radio. C. Clutch and Wiggle.
The others haven't jumped in yet, but Ruthless Radio says, I remember that episode. That was back in 2012.
Ruthless is killing me. All right, Ruthless, don't you answer.
Yeah.
Don't you answer, because they don't remember.
Now I got it. Yeah, I got
That's
it.
Funny.
Which is the only station to fire and rehire Davin's Den? Many have fired, only one rehired. A, Hawk Radio. B, Cyanet Radio. C, Clutch and Wiggle. Are we ready?
All three of the contestants say C, Clutch and Wiggle.
You're all wrong.
Ah!
Christ's sakes.
I know!
I'm going to have to...
Who was it?
It was Hawk Radio.
Hawk Radio.
All right, do you think they're just copying off of each other? Because if that's what they're doing, then we'll just end it. We'll just give it, you know...
I think they're copying off each other's papers. Girl!
Should we make this the first one who gets it, the next one?
Yeah.
All right, here it is. First one in with the correct answer. First one in with the correct answer, so you can't be copying. Here it is. In 2013, Joe and the show partook in the Fat Horse Challenge. Joe made a valiant effort as he ate many horrible things. Unfortunately, there was one food substance that Joe found too challenging. Was it A, Velveeta? Was it B, dog food? Was it C, onions? A, Velveeta. B, dog food. C, onions. First one with the correct answer. What made Joe call uncle in the Fat Horse Challenge? No, you don't have to know. Don't you worry.
You're stupid.
I think I know.
Well, you can guess after they. Who are they all in?
She doesn't have to guess. She should know.
She should know. You're absolutely right, Joe.
Oh my God.
Well, who's the first one who got it right? None of them got it right.
Morgane. Onions.
Morgane wins! Yay! Morgane wins! Yay! Morgane! Oh, God damn, that took way too long. Holy crap.
That was a squeaker, but boy, do you know the show.
Yeah, good on you, Morgane.
Yeah. Wow, you guys, it's pretty amazing. You remember a lot of our silly shenanigans.
You certainly do. All
better
right.
Than I did.
Morgane.
Oh, crap, was it the Velveeta or the onions?
Email me, and I will send you the security code, and you will have 1 year of Surf Easy's total VPN protection. So it's gonna encrypt your data. It's gonna keep you anonymous online when you're surfing on your phone or your computer. How awesome is that?
That's amazing.
So yes,
Morgane says thank you. She was listening to that one.
All right. So here's the thing, though. If you did not win, don't feel bad. If you did not win, all is not lost. We'll be giving away another Surf Easy total VPN 1 year subscription on Tuesday, April 14th. Tuesday, April 1st, 2014, during our annual April Fool's Show. Longtime listeners know that the three of us find stories and battle it out to find the biggest fool of the year. The year starts on April 1st, 2013, and ends on April 1st, 2014. Somebody who did something really stupid. Here's what you're going to do. That's what you're looking for. We're going to have a contest where we will pick one listener-submitted story as the biggest fool. We'll read all the best ones on the air, and we will hash it out live on the April 1st, 2014 show to determine the biggest fool. Here's what you need to do to be considered. You need to email a story. You need to email a link of the story for your biggest fool you found in the news. You email that to me at davin@davincomedy.com. You explain in no more than 5 sentences the description of the story. So I can just read it real quick, 5 sentences, the description of the story. You also can give me up to 3 arguments that we will hash out of why your story contains the biggest Fool of the Year. It can be a celebrity. It doesn't have to be celebrity. Just look for shenanigans from April 1st, 2013 till the show date. Actually, March 30th, I should say. You're going to email all entrants to davin@davincomedy.com. The contest begins today. It ends on March 30th, 2013. And you can listen to past April Fool's Day shows to get an idea of how we do this, if that helps you, because that might help them.
Yeah, that would.
The winner gets a one-year subscription of Surf Easy Total VPN protection. That's a $50 value. How cool is that?
Nice.
Nice.
And I guess if Morgane won again, she could, if Morgane had the biggest fool, she could give that code to somebody else.
Yeah.
So Morgane's not disqualified, so you can give it to a friend.
Morgane asked a good question. Will you put all the rules on the Davinsten page?
I will, on the Facebook page.
Davinsten Facebook page.
I will make it a note. I will make it a note. I will put it all there on the Facebook page. But it's definitely a fun show, fun contest, so you have another shot at winning this. How cool is that?
That's an awesome thing.
And I think the right thing was to finally do the first one who gets it right. Because they were, and that's what we're going to do going forward, because I didn't like the shenanigans. They just want to see how many questions I had. Did you like the trivia, though?
That was great.
Yeah.
I thought there were good trivia questions, too, for people. Because, you know, if you don't listen, you wouldn't necessarily be able
to. Yeah, really. And I think that's not, you know, it's kind of a compliment. Thank you very much for knowing a lot of you guys knowing a lot of the answers, because that means that you've been listening and we appreciate
that. Or at least copying
that
off the one who does.
Well. Yeah, well, I mean, I was teasing you guys. You have no lives. No, we enjoy that you have no lives with us.
Yes.
So, thank you.
All right, let's do some Scambusters. Scambusters is brought to you by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and anonymity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. You definitely want to do that. Definitely want to go to surfeasy.com. Look at all their cool products. They even got something for free that you can get a free thing.
No, I'm laughing because you're in this video.
If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you going to call? Scambusters!
Yes, you are. You're going to call Scambusters. Let's get right to it. So, as you guys know, we've been reporting on Juliana Avalos, who was Julie Love, who was the picture of the girl that was scamming me.
Right, correct.
And we've been investigating on her since 2012. At the end of last year, she was the named plaintiff in a suit against Match.com, a class action suit for $1.5 billion. Mm. She got removed and was replaced by Melissa Midwest. We'll talk about whether she's still in the suit or not. She's no longer the named plaintiff, and they upped it to $4.5 billion. Right after we reported, we listened to a 2020 interview that she did.
Right.
And the day after we aired that show, that disappeared. You couldn't find that. So since 2012 till now, nobody could hear this interview. And we discussed why, what it might have been over there. But we actually found the interview. Actually, a fan of the show sent it to me. I guess ABC decided to put it back online. So we're going to play that interview, and then we will discuss it. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
My father was a very strong, confident man his whole life. Very outgoing, a lot of fun to be around.
Peter Cercelli says his father, Al, may have logged onto this website to find love, but claims all he actually found on singlesnet.com was heartache and despair.
My life is destroyed. $310, another $250. In 8 months, he ought to be sending money almost every day.
Did anybody know about the woman in his life?
I don't think anybody knew what was going on with this. I don't think anybody knew the extent.
Peter says his father sent money more than 5,000 miles away to Accra, Ghana, and to a woman who claimed her name was Aisha.
So this was the girl?
That's the girl I saw, correct.
Peter says his father hoped to meet Aisha and secretly planned for her to travel to the U.S. They chatted online for 8 months. Every time Al sent cash to Aisha, she would send him more provocative pictures like these and a promise to visit soon.
He knew the internet, but he didn't know it the way you do.
I think he knew. He kind of knew what was out there, but, you know, another side of him said, hey, you know, maybe there is a possibility.
But Peter now believes his father's online romance with Aisha was nothing more than an elaborate online scam to bleed his lonely father of his life savings.
What do you see that makes you suspicious?
Well, the amount of Western Union receipts.
What was the amount?
Over 50 grand.
Over 50 grand?
Over 50,000 in 8 months.
Mary Kay Hole is the founder of Your Sphere Media, dedicated to providing social networking and internet safety information.
Why do the scammers like the dating sites so much?
Scammers like the dating sites because they know people are vulnerable. They know people are lonely, and they know that there's opportunity.
In a chat log we discovered hidden on Al Cercelli's computer, there's this last-ditch effort to squeeze every dime out of him. Peter's father tells Aisha, the most I can come up with is $1,300. Aisha writes back, you did your best, hon, and don't worry, I'll come. Al responds, if you don't come, I'm finished. Days later, Peter says, his dad realized there was no woman named Aisha. No plans for her to travel to see him. Only lies and a paper trail of deceit.
I guess most people, once they go broke, they just walk away with their head down. My father wasn't going to do that.
He's too proud.
Absolutely.
Back in his father's home in Yonkers, New York, Peter discovered something far more horrible than just all those wire transfers.
This is where they found him. The couch was here. He was sitting in this couch, slumped over. TV was on. Something that I can't get out of my head.
Last August, Peter says his once proud, now humiliated father ended his own life with a bullet to the head. Al Cercelli was 68 years old.
You think somebody posed as a really beautiful woman and played on your father's head and
heart? Correct. I don't even believe it's a woman at all. Who knows who these people are?
But tonight, we do know who the mystery woman is. The woman Peter's dad thought he was sending thousands of dollars to via Western Union. We find her by tracking her photo to this provocative modeling website she runs out of her home in Florida.
Guys who are talking to this picture,
mm-hmm.
they think they're talking to you,
mm-hmm.
but you're saying they're not.
No.
And that's the scam.
Yeah.
Her name is not Aisha, but Juliana says her images and videos have been stolen, uploaded by internet thieves, like that scammer we met earlier living in Accra, Ghana.
How many guys do you think we're talking about?
Couple thousand.
How many have you heard from?
Couple hundred.
A single mother, Juliana, thought she could make some easy money as a part-time internet model. She created a website featuring sexy videos and dozens of pictures of her in a bikini. That's how she makes a living.
You're not scamming these guys?
No.
You haven't made a lot of money off this?
No.
Think what you want about Juliana's online life, but she says she's not one of the scammers. In fact, when we found her at home in Florida, she was posting a new video, a warning to her legions of internet fans.
Hey guys, what's up? So I've been getting a lot of emails letting me know that people are using my pictures. When I found out about this scam going on, I started making videos warning people.
But Juliana says every time she posts a video on YouTube, the scammers in Ghana would retaliate and have it taken down.
It would flag my videos.
Really?
They flag them, and when you get too many flags, you get 3 strikes, you're out.
And what about all of her photos?
The reality is, if you post a picture on the internet, your photo isn't safe unless you've properly protected it.
Juliana's photos were not protected. She says scammers continue to post her pictures on dozens of other dating websites without her permission.
So when you hear about somebody who sees your pictures, believes it's you, and winds up literally suffering such heartbreak that he kills himself, how do you feel?
It's heartbreaking. I mean, what can I do? There's basically nothing I can do about this.
But she could give a grieving son a chance for closure.
Juliana, this is Peter.
Hi, how are you? Sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
When I posted my pictures, I never thought how it was going to end up.
Right. I never actually thought that it was you. I knew there was a mm-hmm. picture there, but pictures are all over the place. These people are after money. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't. They're cold.
Nothing. That's it.
So what do you say to people out there? They're on some site. They think they've hit it perfectly.
Don't send them no money. They don't need your money unless they're scamming you.
All right. That originally aired June 24th, 2011. We covered that in July 2012, and it disappeared.
Yeah.
The next day.
It disappeared the next day, yet here it is now. All right. When I first listened to this, now you guys heard it too originally.
Mm-hmm.
It's a couple years ago. To me, this seemed more edited than the original.
Yeah.
It did, right?
It seemed like it went on longer.
See, now I thought it was shorter and they cut out a lot of the stuff where she looked really bad.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, wait, I remember this whole interview being much longer. And the thing was, we watched it at that time.
Yeah.
And so it was more even, not what she was saying. It was more her body language and how she just seemed, so many people are using my pictures to scam.
Well, the link is on the davinsden.com page in the Busted section. We got the link up so you can watch it yourself if you're listening. Davinsden.com Busted. Joe, did you find it like seem like it edited to you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. It does seem like they cut out like a lot of her awkwardness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we all agree on that. I didn't know if I was imagining anything. We all agree then.
No, I'm glad you actually brought it up because I thought this is much shorter and I thought I remember her seeming much more hesitant.
Yes. Yes.
And there was another thing. I think she was defending herself a little bit more. I think it was another segment where she was really defending herself a lot more than she was here.
So we agree. They edited the hell out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been gone for 2 years. They had plenty of time to edit it.
Yeah, of course.
Well, we had other things going on with that segment.
Well, right, with Chris Cuomo.
With Chris Cuomo.
Well, I wonder if they won the appeal on that lawsuit.
I was thinking the same thing.
I have to research that.
Because I would assume they did.
Yeah.
Well, why is it? Do you think it's reappearing now because of Chris Cuomo? Or do you think because of Juliana?
Because of Juliana, absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
So what we're talking about here is that an edited version of this to make her look better because there's this multi-billion-dollar lawsuit. Do we think the lawyer Spencer pulled some strings over at ABC?
I don't think he has enough strings to pull.
Then why would ABC put this up there?
Because I think that they think that that there's a lot. You know, this case now that they upped the case, and I think they want to call her attention to it because I think they smell the biggest story coming on.
Yeah, well, we got it, you pricks.
Understood. Yeah. Now the in that segment they didn't mention anything about the other. I don't know if they mentioned anything about that other relationship.
What are you talking about, John?
Well, is it this what 2020 put on?
This is just the Juliana segment.
It's the Juliana
segment. That's all the segment is.
Is that all ABC put on?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Because the reason I'm saying know what I'm saying? Yeah. Either they settled that other case or the edited Juliana so they could put this on because they're smelling the Juliana story without
putting on the other story
that still might be in litigation.
They changed the title of this, too. It's not the original title, too.
Really?
They took her name out of it. It's got the guy Cirelli's name in it. I don't remember the original title, but the person who brought this to my attention told me that they changed the title, and I believe that person.
Interesting.
All right. So there's some inaccuracies. First of all, she's not a bikini model.
No.
She poses naked. If that's how she makes her money, because you can see her in the bikini for free. So I don't know why they're saying she's a bikini model. She poses naked. That's how she gets the money.
Did they use the word bikini?
They did. They used the word bikini mom. I'm gonna, because there's a bunch of inaccuracies in this thing,
I missed that.
Which really bugs me that there's inaccuracies and they're regurgitating it now. That really bugs me. She did not make the websites. Her boyfriend Craig Grant made the websites.
Yeah.
She has no idea how to make a friggin' website.
No.
She does not support herself with this modeling website. She has a bounce house business. That's how she supports herself. So let's not make her out to be bigger than she is. And a few years ago, according to her her boyfriend, Craig Grant, she was receiving government assistance, and he was perfectly fine with that. So let's not pretend that this has been a go and she's some successful model.
Really?
Let's call this what it is. Let's depict the character as what the character is, ABC. You got a second bite of the apple. You screwed it up again.
Yeah, it's unbelievable they had time to edit it, and they edited it this way.
All right, couple things. She said if your video gets flagged on she says her videos get flagged on YouTube.
Right.
It's not the first time I've heard this. You can appeal. The video that I put up a couple of weeks ago about the Facebook and the military and the civilians, that whole thing, that got flagged. I appealed. I got told it was going offline. It's still there because I appealed.
Oh.
I said because it can be newsworthy,
right?
Or for the public to know,
right?
You know, so that's in the terms and services and everything. She could have said, "Hey, this is newsworthy. I'm informing the public."
Right.
So I don't buy it was flagged. The scammers flagged it, and YouTube took it all. Again, do your friggin' reporting, ABC. You can't just take these people at their word. People are trusting you. I don't trust you, but other people. And it's funny. Now, you know what's also funny? I just realized this. I didn't realize at the time. She lives in Florida.
Yes.
She's been to Disney World.
Right.
She has pictures of her at Disney. She just changed the cover on her Facebook page to her in front of, like, the Disney World sign where, like, wishes come true and everything.
Right.
Odd how this would go online, which is ABC. Disney owns ABC. Odd how that happens.
I was just going to say, because you're asking the question, why would ABC be putting this back up? Not only because she's newsworthy, but I'm wondering if there isn't some kind of connection between Match.com and ABC.
And that's exactly why I've been having my head down thinking for the past five minutes. What could the connection
site,
be?
Hold on. The site where this guy found her, found the Aisha person, which we're going to was not Match.com. It was a different dating site. But she's suing Match.com.
Yeah.
But she's not suing the people where this happened.
That's right.
Which is when the lawyer discovered her.
They did say another name for the site that they found each other on.
See, what is it that ABC smells a story here and reintroduce that so maybe they could try to get a scoop on it? We actually have a scoop on it, but, you know, ABC.
Yeah.
And the other thing is... Is there something behind the scenes where they could use that as evidence, where they wanted somebody said, could you repost that as evidence of some sort?
I think maybe I'm cynical. I think this is all part of rehabilitating her character.
Yes.
That's what I think this is a part of.
Because why would they be editing it to make her look better?
But who went to ABC to tell them to put the... I mean, ABC some guy's not just going to call ABC and go, could you please put this back on?
This is a $4.5 billion lawsuit. Who knows what's going on? We've had the boyfriend say, he said that Evan Spencer, the lawyer, is sending her $10,000 a month. She's got new bounce houses all of a sudden. They've gotten other things. She's going shopping all the time. This is all over Facebook. I don't know that the lawyer's sending $10,000, but the boyfriend says it, and she's getting a bunch of new stuff. Who knows what type of backhanded crap is going on?
Because the thing that interests me, when that story was going on, we went to ABC. We had people that we knew that went to ABC and asked them. We researched. We took it off. Undisclosed reason. So it's all done. They shoved it down. Other episodes were up there. Now, we knew it was because the litigation of the other party. However,
we just found that out.
We found that out. But... suddenly it's back on. Why did it go back on so easy? It seems that ABC, who was dragging their feet hot, you know, dodging our questions, dodging this, suddenly, we'll put it back on. Really?
No, there's got to be a reasoning behind it. They didn't just say, you know what? We don't have enough stuff on our website.
My gut feeling is that they smell the story and they want to try to be the first
But the problem with that is they look like crap in this interview.
Yeah, they do.
ABC looks like crap. If they smell the story, go back and do the friggin' story the proper way.
You know how many stories these networks, ABC, NBC, all of them do? They do half-assed things.
Well, but why put it back up? If you've already got it down, why rebroadcast it? You suck.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Joe. If we take off the episode from a couple of weeks ago where we sucked, if that mysterious
because
disappears,
they could go back
I'm not
to,
bringing it back.
But they could go back to it and go, well, you know, Miss Avellis, she did this and that. Let's see the way she pulled over our eyes on this thing that we have on a story that we did, you know, last year. Where she seemed that she didn't know, but in reality she does. And we have all this evidence, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm thinking that way.
All right, let's move on.
But it kind of doesn't make sense that they would want to go, look at how she fooled us.
Unless they want to make Chris Cuomo look like a jerk. Because he sucks.
But aren't they in a pissing match with Chris Cuomo?
No, I haven't heard anything. I mean, he's not with them anymore. He's on CNN.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, so here's the thing. I'm not going to replay it, but I'm sure you guys noticed. When she's asked if she's a scammer, she laughs.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? She laughs. To me, that's a tell.
No, I'm not a scammer.
That's a tell.
Yes.
Here's the thing, and I haven't put the evidence out there because I don't have the concrete evidence. 2010, there was somebody who claimed they were being scammed by the real Juliana.
Okay.
I've seen the video.
Okay.
It's out there. I can't get in touch with this person.
Ugh.
I've been in touch with somebody who currently claims they are being scammed by the real Juliana. Was scammed by somebody using the pictures, Yuliana.
Right.
Found the real found the real Yuliana and is now currently being scanned. I haven't put it forward. This person wants to remain anonymous, which is fine, and I haven't seen the concrete evidence. So I've never put it forth on the website and go, here you go.
Right.
But it's out there. It's out there.
Wow. Oh.
So for her to laugh, I'm not as scared. That's a tell to me.
Yeah, no, it is. That nervous little laugh, like, you know, I'm just picturing, you know how Japanese women cover their mouth and giggle?
Nippon.
You know, even when they're embarrassed.
Don't you
or
fuck
something.
Around with that microphone,
no,
mister.
No.
Don't touch it. That's exactly what you're saying. It's like a tell. She's nervous.
Yeah. That's the only part.
Yeah.
Oh, and now that you know the backstory, you know, and then you're hearing it again after the whole backstory.
Right.
You know that, she's got a lot of skeletons in the closet.
All right. She calls, she calls the scammers cold. You heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
She has a posted picture, and I have this on the Davin's Den Facebook page, if you look in the photo section. There's a picture of her as a scammer, and I've seen the video. I don't have it up there now, where the boyfriend, Craig, brought it to her, and she actually laughed, where it depicts her as a scammer, like an African with the mask, a mask of her, guns, money, and everything. We talked about this on the show. Mm-hmm. She laughed at that. Her boyfriend has admitted they take money from scammers.
Right.
I have the screenshots and everything. To me, that sounds cold.
Yeah.
That sounds like a cold bitch right there.
Yeah.
Of all the real, and on that one occasion, after the other videos we've been seeing and stuff like that, they're very cold and calculating people.
Yes, because here, the chat is weighing in saying, yeah, she sounds like a cold-hearted bitch. She certainly does, because here they are bringing to her evidence of what can happen to the victims of this scamming. And, you know, even if she wasn't directly involved in that particular one with that man, still, here's somebody saying, my father killed himself over this. And she's like, no, I'm not a scammer. Ha!
She didn't have any, she really didn't have any ounce of sincerity when she was
son. That's what we felt the first time when we saw the video. And again, you can go to the davinsden.com page in the busted section. Mm-hmm. There's a link there in that whole thing where you can actually see the video now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we don't know why ABC would put this up, because it's full of holes. We have no idea.
We can only speculate, but it just seems really odd.
I think, and I'm going to say it again, I think that they smell this story and they're putting it up there. Now, you guys are going to turn around, well, they did such a shoddy job. Why would they put that up to show how shoddy they're doing? Yeah, because they're doing shoddy work again.
Yeah.
All right. So, now she says she did not know the scammers were using her pictures. She said that. She said that in there. She also says she's received hundreds of letters. Well, which is it, broad?
Yeah.
Which is it, stupid?
Right.
Either you've received hundreds of letters, or you didn't know the scammers were using your pictures.
Right.
Maybe after the first letter, you would have done something about it, so you wouldn't receive another 99.
But I'm just floored that Chris Cuomo
let that go.
Without question. All right. So here's a.
Can I interrupt? I think he didn't go that in depth, because I think the other story I think the other stories had a little bit more meat. And I think that they went to her with the picture, and she was just a byproduct of it and not central to the story at that time.
Or so they thought.
No, it was three separate stories.
Yeah.
There was three separate stories. She's central to it. They sought her out.
Right.
You know, she was central enough to sort her out. It was more of a story going,
do you know that your pictures are being used for this?
But the whole show, the whole episode was about internet scamming.
Mm-hmm.
This is an important piece of internet scamming.
Right.
Yeah.
She's the face of internet scams.
Hey, well, lazy journalism. I mean, the lazy journalism is so prevalent nowadays, it's not even funny.
Okay. So anyway, so she said that she didn't know that her pictures were being used. She does know now. She knows now.
She certainly does.
Why does she continue to post new pictures online with no sort of protection to deter scammers from stealing them? Now, there's nothing foolproof. But you can layer pictures so they can't be stolen.
Yeah.
You can put your pictures up so they're in pieces. So if they just do a copy and paste, because that's what scammers want to do. They don't want to work that hard. Like, you would get just like a quarter of it.
Right.
You could put up your image in sections where it would still look whole to the viewer, but the person who did your HTML, they would put it up in sections.
Right.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Why wouldn't you?
Because in her narrow mind, she feels that she's got to earn a living trying to get money for her regular pictures in quote-unquote in a legit way. She also feels...
Well, she could get them from a legit way. People would still pay for the naked ones, but they just couldn't steal them.
I got you. But her, in her mind, because she put out a... And I'm just thinking maybe the way she would probably think.
Oh, God, her brain's going to hurt.
Yeah, right. In her mind, she figures, well, I put a disclaimer on. I put these things out. The scammers using my pictures, and I'm going to continue. Use at your own risk.
Yeah, yeah.
So a fan of the show.
She's not going to go ass over tea kettle to stop, especially when it's paying for half, you know, the house and all this other stuff.
Yeah, she's just pretending to. She's just protesting enough. Oh, really? Don't use this for
scamming. Well, I'm going to put out a disclaimer. Look, there's guys out there that do bad things with my pictures, so just be careful. All right, here's another 10. You know?
Yeah,
it's, but it's true.
Yeah.
So a fan of the show pointed this out to me. In the video, the person pretending to be Juliana went by the name Aisha.
Okay.
That was what the African used, Aisha. Yes. In 1999... Craig Grant, Juliana's boyfriend, speaks of a friend of his who goes by the name of Aisha.
Oh, boy.
So is this some strange coincidence, or do you think maybe they're behind this scam? Because that Aisha's not a very common name.
No, it's not terrible.
Aisha was mentioned in 1999, 10 years before this ever happened.
And then it turns out that that's the person who did this.
Well, that was the name that the scammer was going by.
It could be ironic, but I look at it this way. I think that they have something going on here, but the simple reason, these people don't breathe air unless they're getting paid cash for it.
Yes.
So for the scammers to be using so many of these pictures and stuff like that, they might have made a deal with them. Look, we'll send you all the pictures we want.
Well, we've seen the boyfriend admit that, Joe.
Right. You know, and you know, we want to cut.
But the question is, are they involved with the one where this man killed himself? The Yonkers man. I never put that together before, but somebody brought up the Aisha thing. That's really weird. It's not like her name is Jen.
Right, right.
It's Aisha. That's a really weird coincidence.
I don't even know. Is that... I mean, the chat is like, oh, no, they're not coincidences. That sounds fishy to me. That's really fishy.
Could be fishy, or that name might be popular in that area of the world, like a Susan or something
like that. But Craig was talking about a friend of his in Florida. Craig's Aisha's in Florida, where he lives.
Interesting.
He posts all his stuff online.
Right.
He posts all his WordPress stuff online. That was from 1998. Now, it's possible the scammer researched and used the name Aisha. It's possible.
It just seems far-fetched that they would do that.
Or?
And they're involved somehow because they don't even know how to recycle. They just recycle names instead of thinking of a new one.
It's kind of a conspiracy theory type of thing.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's a dumb coincidence. However,
the
I do.
The only we work with.
Right. I think it's just a dumb coincidence. But, however, I do think they're in bed with these people.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, for the right amount of money, we could be in bed with them, Joe.
It sounds warm and snuggly.
Yeah.
So... And we got a couple more points, but from what we know, does this interview seem any more believable or less believable?
No. I mean, seeing her and looking at her body language and seeing how disingenuous she seemed to be, mm-hmm. especially with more of the hemming and hawing about it.
You mean the unedited version?
The unedited version that we first saw. We were all like, no, she's not being real at all. We all came away with the exact same feeling. But listening to this and you know, having the opportunity to listen to it again and hear her, like, laughing at this, even if it's nervous laughter, it's like, no.
That was the only part where she chuckled.
Totally inappropriate.
That was
lady.
The only part where she had the nervous laughter when she was asked straight out, are you a scammer?
Right, right.
I mean, she was asking, well, I mean, Chris Cuomo is not really... asking hardball questions, but hardball enough for Chris Cuomo, apparently. Ugh. You know, he fancies himself like a big-time journalist, but he could not have done a worse job on this. But whatever, he doesn't want to call BS on the pretty lady, I understand.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he asked questions, and she was stone-faced and cold and calculated, but she never did the nervous laugh.
Yeah.
Except when he asked straight out, are you a scam? I'd love to get, like, a body expert person. Body language
well,
person.
Well, she was... Like now that we know the backstory, I mean, the first time around, yes, we knew that, you know, what...
First time, we didn't know. We thought she was an innocent victim, Joe.
No,
when
but we
first
all came away with the same
after
impression.
Listening.
Okay, right. So we listened to that, and listening again, we have that. You might have answered the question to the Chris Cuomo thing. I think he might have went in there thinking she was an innocent victim and didn't delve any more than he did, and that might have been the reason.
Yeah, it sucks to be him.
But what I'm saying is, when you say, you know, like we were just having that argument before, I think that's why he didn't delve any further, because he got the impression that she was an innocent victim as well.
Great investigative reporting instincts.
Who, us or them?
us, not certainly not him.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, it's a bit of a mystery of whether Juliana Avalos is still involved in this lawsuit. She was taken off. She was no longer the named plaintiff. It's a class action suit.
Yeah.
But she was the lead plaintiff.
She sure was.
That's how we picked up on this at the end of November around Thanksgiving when this broke.
Right.
So it's been a little hard to figure out what's going on. So learned a couple things today. Somebody else is working on it on another end. I'll tell you what I learned, and then I'll tell you what this other person learned. The person will be renamed nameless due to their request.
Okay.
So I will honor that request. But on my end, so yesterday she posted on Facebook that some of her pictures were stolen. And, you know, once again, she doesn't take precautions to protect them, but they were stolen. Anyway, she went on further to say that her lawyer has reported them. That makes me think she's still in the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now the lawyer, Evan Spencer, has been evasive when pressed on whether she's still in the suit.
Pressed by who?
I'm not going to tell you who.
Okay.
I can't. So somebody got to Spencer and asked questions.
And mm-hmm. asked, and he was hemming and hawing.
He gave a ridiculous answer, which I won't share, only because I don't want to break the person's trust
right.
who gave it to me. But when he told me the answer,
did you laugh?
I laughed. He laughed. The wife laughed. It was like the lawyer thought we were rude.
But right.
It was so ridiculous when you were talking to him.
Right.
Before.
Now, to go on further, the official court records on Pacer list her as still as a plaintiff. Pacer's a website. But her name is no longer on the actual suit, but that could be just because it's a class action suit.
Right.
So to me, it seems like he said, all right, listen. You can no longer be the named plaintiff on this because you got these creeps doing a radio show.
I was just going to say, and the reason is because of us.
Yes.
Us.
Yeah.
So they're trying to bury her.
Because it's like, because she and her boyfriend are knuckleheads and they leave a path a mile wide.
Right.
Still a path I could find.
Right. Right. So it's like, yeah, so he got a hold of them, sat them down and go, you two are assholes. And you can't be named as a plaintiff. You'll be named somewhere in it, but you're not going to be in the forefront of this. You almost blew it.
Yeah.
You're going to get your money. Don't worry.
For Christ's sakes, it's a show in the middle of nowhere that just is on to us. And you go and you exacerbate it. You know, you're out. You got to lay low.
Yeah.
And it's not like they left. Are you kidding me? They're not going to leave a $4.2 billion lawsuit, those two. No way.
Are you kidding me? That's a lot of bouncy house.
Here's the thing I find very interesting. That's a lot. Getting any big tits with that bouncy house.
That's a bouncy kingdom.
Here's what I find very interesting about this.
Stop talking about my boobs.
You know Match.com is going to have some high-powered attorneys if this goes anywhere.
Yeah.
They've already hired outside legal counsel. Here's the thing what we've learned about Evan Spencer. I've rattled him.
Yes, you did.
While I was driving home from a gig for the Rotary Club. I rattled him, and this he lost his stuff with me.
Yeah, he did.
And this person who I know, who has spoken to him, has rattled him.
Yeah.
He is going to get eaten alive by these Match.com attorneys. He don't stand a chance.
He's going to get some defense.
Oh, yeah, believe me. A $4.2
billion $4.5, Joe.
$4.5 billion
that's lawsuit. That's $300
million. Yeah. Match.com's not calling Jacoby and Myers. You know, they're going to have the best of the best.
And people are like, why are you against the lawsuit? Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of points of merit in this lawsuit. Not all of them. But there's certainly some points of merit in this lawsuit. But this lawsuit is such a farce and so badly done. We might only get one shot at this. Right. We might get only one shot at this to really have some reform where there's some more responsibility. It's not really Match.com's responsibility to protect you. But they could do more.
Yes.
They could do more.
Yes.
And just the way they're going about it. So it's like, all right, Juliana, you lay low. Well, who are we going to get? We'll get a porn star. I mean, how stupid do you got to be? But a simple fact that a porn star's credibility.
Yeah,
Look, if you do porn, that's nice.
She's been arrested.
I know. So when they look at a character, you know, a character background, why would you pick that person to lead that lawsuit?
Exactly.
It's stupid.
He's in over his head.
There's got to be other, like, legitimate models that are legitimately innocent that had this, that they could go to.
He's having a hard time finding them.
You know.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, she's a model. She's a college student. She was making money. That's more crowded. This poor girl's trying to make money.
And
but you get a porn star to replace this lunatic with the bouncy house. I mean, it just, it's still, this guy doesn't know what, this guy does not know what he's doing.
He's looking for his litigants on the pole. It's like, you know what? Look away from the pole. Kind of like a kindergarten.
It's kind of hard to look away from the pole, though, I have to be honest.
It is really difficult. Yeah. But when you got a fistful of singles.
I'm going to I'm working with somebody. We'll see what comes of it. Worst case scenario, I'm going to put up all the evidence on our site because I got more that I haven't put up there and everything. But this looks real freaking shady.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get out of here, we're not going to get to Belinda tonight. Just no time.
I know.
But I do. We have not forgotten about the Facebook military civilian project shenanigans.
Yes.
Which we've reported on the past couple weeks on the show. Right. I did just put up a new video yesterday. So you go to the davinsden.com page, and it's on the homepage. The new video, we start revealing some of the evidence.
Awesome.
So you could definitely check that out. Mm. So you definitely want to do that. And I'll put up more videos if necessary. I guess we should get out of here. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, sorry we won't see you for...
Well, hold on.
All right.
Things are in an order, and you're ruining them.
I'm sorry. I do that a lot.
You certainly do.
Knock over all those dominoes.
But, yeah, but yes, we do have news for you, so don't go anywhere. Let's sit through this. We'll have to tell you when we're going to be here next.
Okay.
We'd like to thank, of course, Success Martial Arts. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Got to tell you, man, he moved to a new place getting real popular.
Oh, really? Good. Good for him,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he's doing good. They're in the new Goshen, New York location. So you want to give them a call at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at smacenters.com. Francesco's, you got to do Francesco's. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. The owner, Frank, is just awesome. They have great Italian, authentic cuisine. You're going to feel like you're in Italy, minus the amatoriale, or whatever the hell they said for amateur. It's great. It's cozy, but it's elegant, so you're really going to feel at home and everything.
Yeah, there's great food, but not amateur porn.
No amateur porn. They have a great private party room. They have on-site and off-site catering. I guess you could. No, I don't think you could rent the party room for that. I don't think you could rent it.
It's a classy place.
Yeah,
no,
you can't do that.
Screen.
No, you can't.
Great. Right, you tell the sponsor they're going to rent the room out to do amateur porn.
Listen, everybody has a price.
Yeah.
You can rent out my bed if the price is right. So you definitely want to go by Francesco's for lunch or dinner. They're at 568 McBride Avenue, Woodland Park, New Jersey. You give them a call at 973-925-1100. 973-925-1100. Go to francescos-restaurant.com. And don't forget to ask about their next comedy night. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York. I know when Joe and I drive cross-country, this is always our first stop.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
They got freshwater bagels. It's like you're in New York City, but it's in Orange County. It's awesome. Every morning they have, like, fresh bagels, a wide variety. They're all made there. And, like, here's the deal, man. If you've had a Goldberg's bagel, you're never going to have, like, a frozen bagel again. Which Joe and I are heading out, and we might have to have frozen bagels. So what are you going to do? But they also have the deli, too, and they have all these customized sandwiches and everything piled
so
high. Like, you get a sandwich and you're stuffed. You don't have to eat lunch or dinner. You're stuffed.
Right.
So you definitely want to check them out. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday, open up at 6 a.m. on the weekends. They do catering. You visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. They're a great sponsor of us. They love the military. You get 10% off if you're a vet. Get 10% off if you listen to this show.
That's really nice.
Mm.
Surf Easy, they have certainly been plugged a lot tonight,
good
reason. Mm. They're a great sponsor. Surf Easy's VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. Surf Easy wraps all of your data in bank-grade encryption, preventing hackers, snoops, and even your ISP from spying on your online activities. Use it to secure public Wi-Fi hotspots, and so many of us, we get on our phone, we go out in the public and everything. So you remain private. Wherever you are, you're private. Surf Easy also hides your location, IP address, and other trackable information from websites you visit, like Pornhub. Take back control of your online privacy today with a free account from Surf Easy. Sign up at surfeasy.com or download it from your favorite app store. And congratulations to Morgane because she got the total VPN protection for a year.
Yay!
Awesome. Yeah, good girl, Morgane.
Of course, my company, Side Sprinting Productions, whether you want a comic, DJ, impersonator, murder mystery, you give me a call, 551-404-3094, or you go to the website sidesplittingproductions.com. We also want to give a special thank you to contributor on tonight's show, Larry DeFelice.
Yes.
Larry's very funny comedian and frequent contributor to our show. You could check him out at www.lilbastard.com. Lilbastard.com. He does a lot of the voices you hear. Very funny. Pip, where can people hear this?
Nice guy, too. HawkRadio.net, WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, except tonight.
We're back.
Oh, okay. Most of the time, Clutch and Wiggle is very dependable. CyanNetRadio.com, TalkSuperstation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, TheIndieAuthority.com, RuthlessRadio.fm, you scoundrel, Davinsden.com, and also you can download shows later at DavinComedy.com, Davinsden.com, Pod Almighty, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, and RuthlessRadio.fm. Joe?
The Kerry Edelman Show, unique and different by incorporating guests' past and present experiences. The Kerry Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out our show live Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or to check out past shows, go to the blogtalkradio.com and then /Kerry Edelman. The Watson and Watson Show. Ah, the Watson and Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in Italian family terms, discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family enjoy it, tune on in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard on WatsonandWatson.com.
And I was on the last episode, so you can check that out. I actually played for one part. They did a play, and I played Rush Limbaugh, which is kind of ironic. We got some great live comedy coming at you. Friday, live comedy in Leonardsville, PA, brought to you by Sidespinning Productions at CJ Hummel, starring Dennis Ross, who's a writer for National Lampoon's. For info, go 610-562-4891, 610-562-4891, CJ Hummels in Leonardsville, PA. Joe and I are going on tour, the Davin's Den Comedy Tour, featuring us. We'll be in Laughlin, Nevada, Friday through Sunday at the Edgewater Casino. So if you live out west, definitely check us out. It's going to be a good time.
We're going to be in the desert. We're getting out of this winter. We're going to be in the desert.
I'm very jealous.
For info, call 702-298-2453, 702-298-2453. Monday, we'll be in Pine Top, Arizona. Pine Top. First time I've ever been to Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
At the Honda Casino.
Don't be gay there.
I won't. I'll be gay every place else. For info, call 1-800-929-8744. Thursday, March 6th, live comedy in Newburgh, New York at the River Grill, starring ventriloquist Pete Michaels. For info, call 845-561-9444. Saturday, March 8th, 2014, live comedy in Oak Ridge, New Jersey at Casa Bianca Banquets, starring Johnny Watson from Saturday Night Live and the Watson & Watson Show, and the first ever co-host of this show. For info, call 973-697-9704. And Saturday, March 8th, the Davin's Den Comedy Tour rolls on to one more place, Newport, Rhode Island, at the Grand Slots.
What a difference. We're going from one end of the country to the other.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
Oh, we're covering all the ground.
If you want more info, to see Joe and I, call 401-849-5000. 401-849-5000. That, of course, is in Newport, Rhode Island. Kids, due to our travel schedule, there's going to be no Davin's Den next week.
Oh. No.
But, you know, good thing is there's plenty of old shows.
Yes.
So you can catch up, and we might play Davin's Den Trivia again.
Yes.
And so you definitely have to catch up so that you have the answers.
Exactly. So we're going to be live again on Tuesday, March 11th, 2014. That's when we will see you again, Tuesday, March 11th, 2014. Thank you guys for hanging out. Congrats again.
Thanks
to
so much.
Again.
Yes.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.